This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
God, that can only mean one thing, folks. Only one thing. Though all those breaking news alerts. What could all of those breaking news alerts possibly mean? Who would like to jump in first? Froggy, Fester, Roxanne, or the Coopster? Anybody?
Yeah, I'll give this one to Coop. Gosh.
Coop, what breaking news item is so urgent that it warrants all those annoying breaking news sound effects and
a xylophone
and this crazy deal where someone appears to be banging a pencil into a glass.
Yeah.
You hear the little ding, 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 da, ding, ding, da, ding.
That's one note of a xylophone, isn't it?
I think it's a pencil in a glass going ding, 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 da, ding, ding, da, ding. All right, what is the big breaking news item today?
I think I know.
Uh-huh. That's it. Look at that.
There you go.
What are you banging over there for?
I have like a little fake Yeti cup here that I put a Q105 sticker on to cover up whoever I swiped it from.
And you're telling me that you did not shell out $796 for a Yeti cup?
No, this was a
Shetty.
This was a free promotional cup from some fundraiser event.
Be careful there, Froggy.
They actually do sell stickers that say bleepy on it in the Yeti font.
Really?
So you can put it on your cooler and make any cooler look like a Yeti cooler. But it says bleepy on it.
Yeah, it says mocking.
Yeah, basically.
It says Shetty?
No, it says bleepy.
But there's a different vowel?
Yes. And they say,
yes,
you could have a Yeti cooler. Any cooler could be a Yeti cooler, and you put the sticker on it.
Yes, Pat, is there an I?
Okay,
yes.
So... All right.
Yes,
so
I'd like to buy a tea.
I must have been living under a rock for the last 12 hours because I can't think of any breaking news that's so important that would warrant the xylophone.
Come on.
Is it that Kanye, I'm on TMZ, top story.
Oh, okay.
All Kanye right. West wanted to give up his entire career to become Kim's stylist.
No.
Are you guys serious right now? You don't know? I mean, I feel like I know.
All right, Coop, what is it?
Britney Spears is pregnant.
That's right, baby. That's right. That is correct. Britney Spears allegedly is pregnant. Why did I see a story that fans are confused? I thought this fiance of hers, what was his name? Sam Ask Gary? What's this guy's name?
I think it's Sam Ask Gary.
Sam Ask Gary or Ask Gary?
Isn't she...
Is that still around, that legal thing that Ask Gary? Is that,
are you kidding me? 1-800-ASK-GARY?
Is that Roz? Is that Roz?
That's Roz.
That's Roz? Yeah. All scurred and confused?
Yes.
You think after so long, she wouldn't be so scurred?
No, she's still scurred.
No, she's not.
Wasn't the confusion that she posted, like, I have a baby, I'm going to have a baby, and people thought, what, is she really full from eating a big dinner? Like, she's going to have a food baby?
I just saw something that fans were confused, and then I kept seeing all the headlines last night that Britney Spears is pregnant, and then this fiance of hers, is his name Sam Ash Gary?
I think it's Ashgari. Ashgari. I think when it's the G-H together, right. I think it's Gary.
Whatever it is, he's a handsome fella.
You know, I kind of like Sam Ask Gary. Roz could do the...
Talk about perfect spokesman.
She can do all the prenatal exams. You know?
How old is Britney? Is she like...
She's 40,
yeah.
Oh, that's still... You could have it, yeah.
The big 4-0. But I can't believe that you guys didn't come out of the chute. By the way, I said chute. Is there also a sticker for that?
There might be. If not, it's a good idea.
Yes, I'd like to buy an eye, please. Is there an eye?
Has anyone seen how far along she is in any of the stories? She's less than 5 months.
No, that's wrong. She's 8 months pregnant. She's about to drop any day now.
All right. I just saw a video of her rolling on a beach, like in Aruba, nude.
Not very far away. We talked about that.
She didn't look.
We talked about that. Last week, we talked about that.
Right.
I didn't finish the sentence. Less than 5 months after her conservatorship ended.
Yeah.
Is now that she's announced her pregnancy.
So she's probably just 3 months, right? Because usually
that's how much you have to wait, yeah. Right?
Well, that's the standard that people wait until that amount of time, right?
You wait until the second trimester to tell people.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little Spears.
Great. No, we're going to have a little Asghari.
And that's because you want to make sure that the baby sticks, right?
Yeah, you want to make sure that it's developing and everything's going to be okay.
That's the medical term.
Doesn't have demon horns like on Passions.
Mm-hmm. Want to make sure the baby sticks. All right, so maybe we'll mention this again later on during the show, but we got a lot of crap today, man. I got a great pile of morons in the news coming up in just a matter of moments.
And
then I believe you've got a big announcement in just minutes, Froggy.
Well, I can see if I could get Hal Herman in here. He has a big announcement.
And Hal, I heard, is very angry.
Oh, my God, is he pissed.
Hal is fumigating. All right, hold on. We'll find out why Hal Herman is all fumigating. It is the MJ Morning Show. We are just getting rolling here on a Tuesday. So stand by. Hal Herman, is Hal going to come in and scream next, or is Hal going to make an early appearance or what?
Maybe I can get him to call in. I don't know.
Maybe you can get Hal Herman to call. Yeah, get. I want Hal Herman to call in.
He's on his way in.
Yeah, I want him to call in live next. Okay. Hold on to that thought. This could be very interesting, folks. I don't think you want to move back in just a couple of moments.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. It is 6:19 at the MJ Morning Show. Hey, Fester, Froggy, Roxanne, have you had any interaction with Coop this morning? Was there any interaction at all?
I had a little interaction with him a few moments ago. Yes.
All right. Anything that you noticed?
Physically? I try not to make eye contact with him.
What does that mean?
I try not to make eye contact with anybody until we're talking on air.
That's a good point.
So, no, I didn't notice anything in particular. He seemed fine. Yeah.
Fester, any interaction with Coop this morning? Have you noticed anything with our producer?
Honestly, I haven't really spent any time with him today.
Okay. What's that teacher's name in South Park?
Was it Mr. Garrison?
Is it Mr. Garrison with him? Okay. Hey, Coop, are you feeling okay?
I mean, what does okay mean?
Because I think you got the COVID.
The COVID?
Yeah, are you okay?
The COVID?
No, because I saw you this morning, and I don't know, you seem very reserved. You seem very, you're not
out. Relaxed?
No, you're not as outgoing this morning. And I thought I heard you with a little bit of a sniffle a little bit of a...
I do remember seeing not outgoing as a symptom of COVID. What are you talking about?
Exactly. No, I just... Coop is not himself this morning, and I thought I heard a little bit of a sniffly, kind of gravelly... and I'm just making sure that you don't have the vid, because the BA2 variant is kind of going around pretty significantly. Again,
well, I don't think I have COVID. I feel fine. I feel great.
Right, so are you pissed this morning, or what's going on with you?
No, I feel great. I'm just trying to make sure I have everything in for today.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Are you depressed or something?
No, I got a feeling this morning. Sometimes
I feel fine.
No, I really feel fine though.
I have secretly thought everybody in this room, Fester, Froggy, MJ, I've secretly thought at one point or another that all of you have had COVID.
Really?
Yes.
Secretly had COVID?
Yep.
How do you secretly have COVID?
Because one day Fester was sitting next to me and I was like, I hear nasalness in his voice. I think he has COVID. Pretty sure.
Well, I'm invincible, as everybody knows.
I hear a nasalness in Fester. He kind of sounds like this. What might be the vid.
Didn't stop me from sitting right next close to him.
Roxanne sent me a text last week. She was running late one day and she was listening to us on the radio and she's like, you sound sick today.
All right, so
you're
listen,
sick.
Maybe I misread it. All right, I'm sorry. Maybe I just completely misread it. All right, Froggy, Hal Herman is supposed to be calling in. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's a boy. You're in for it with him, bro.
And Hal Herman is all pissed off?
Yeah, I think he's on the line.
Oh, yeah, I do see that I got a call on hold here. Now, last week, Froggy was out on Friday. There was no Froggy. And we were supposed to do one of the game shows, Back That Song Up, where they roll the song backwards and the listeners need to call up and figure out what song it is. And, well, Froggy wasn't here. And miraculously, I guess Hal Herman was home drunk and he didn't come in either to do the game show. So he just
go on a bender that night.
We just
did not talk about it.
We just did the game show anyway.
Yeah.
And apparently Hal Herman's not very happy about that. All right, let me just pick up the phone and we'll talk to Hal Herman here. All right. Good morning, Hal Herman. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Yes. Hello?
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, Hal, I'm here.
I had to walk outside. Sorry. I'm at the local strip club over here.
Hold on. You're where?
I'm at a local strip club. You ever heard of Deja Vu?
I think you said local shrimp club. I'm like, what?
Oh my, I wish I was at a shrimp club.
What is that?
Yeah, this is a very high class establishment.
A local shrimp club. Wait a minute. That would be great. Middle of the night, you've got dancers as well as fresh Gulf shrimp.
Oh, goodness.
Not the imported crap from like the Philippines. We're talking, or Thailand. We're talking fresh Gulf of Mexico shrimp. What?
Hang on a second. Over here, you owe me that was a dollar dance. No, that wasn't a dollar dance. A dollar dance is supposed to last the length of the song. No, that's not right. You didn't pay for a dollar dance. All right, Candy, I'll talk to you. I'm on the phone right now. I gotta go back outside. I have nothing but problems in this place. Trying to get a dollar dance. Everybody knows a dollar dance lasts the length of the song. The length of the song.
All right, so Hal Herman is in a strip club. Hal, are you coming in later today to do this back? What is the game show that you guys want to do today?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was hesitant to even come into that dump today, but we're going to do an 8-bit hit.
Oh, 8-bit hit where we play the songs, and the songs are actually performed in that really cheesy 1980s Atari computer game console music style where
that's
just
right.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And I heard what you guys did. You know, I might have had a couple drinks tonight, and the buffet's closing. Hang on a second, Candy. Is the buffet closing soon? Because I got parents on the MJ Morning Show. Never heard of them. They're really good. All right, let me go back outside.
What's the name of the club where you are?
Let me say this side. Candy, what's the name of this place?
Deja Vu.
Deja vu?
Deja vu, jackass.
Deja vu. Now, are you sure it's deja vu, Candy?
Deja vu, you jackass.
That's on Adamo Drive, right?
What?
That's on Adamo Drive.
No, it's on Adamo, I believe. Adamo. Candy, Adamo?
So
Adamo, jackass.
So it's
Adamo, I guess.
So wait a minute, hold on. Deja Vu is on Adamo Drive, is that it?
Yes, Deja Vu is on Adamo Drive. If you want to come to a very high class establishment.
All right,
I prefer the clubs on Dolly Mabrie.
Where?
I love the strip clubs on Dolly Mabrie.
On Dolly Mabrie?
Yes.
Yeah. Like
I've never heard of that.
Like
street,
the Moans Venus?
Yeah. And, it's the Bones Vinus.
And the,
just over on Dally Mabry, you know.
And the 2001
Odessi.
Spase Odessi? Is that all right, so Hal, what the hell do you want this morning?
I want to tell you that I am pissed. I am pissed off the way you treated my game show. You have two people in there. You have Wink Tickle Crotch. He could have easily hosted the show. You also have April Showers. Is that her name?
Goldie.
Goldie.
Yeah, you mean Roxanne.
Yeah.
I didn't know Roxanne had a game show persona.
Never committed to that.
You guys took my bit and you hacked it into bits. You ruined it.
I saw Hal is angry that we did the game show on Friday without his and Froggy's presence here in the studio.
Listen, bring me a plate of tri-tip right now because I got to go.
Hold on, bring you one. Hold on, bring
tri-tip.
Tri-tip.
It's beef.
I'm gonna try to steak this morning. The buffet is about to close at Deja Vu. I'm gonna head over. I got two more dances to get. Get over here, April. Get over here. What's your name?
Lexus.
Yes. And then I'm gonna come over, and we're gonna do a real game show.
So you're gonna leave Deja Vu on Adamo Drive, and you're gonna.
I'm gonna come over there, and we're gonna play 8-bit hit. Cause you know why? You guys ruined it last time.
All right, so. Right?
Tell them, Summer.
That's right, you guys suck.
Yeah, Summer heard it. She thinks you suck, and I think you suck. Right. We're going to do a real show. A real.
Hal, are you going to be able to drive, Hal?
What?
Are you going to. Maybe you should take an Uber over here.
No, I've been to. April, Summer and April Alexis are going to drive me, right, ladies?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Who was that?
That was, what's your name?
Edward.
I don't know. She's new.
Edward.
Edward.
Yeah, it's Ed. I'm
going to answer. All right. I don't know.
Hal Herbert, just get it here and do the 8-bit hit. We'll do it sometime around 8 o'clock maybe, all right?
Get over here.
All right. Goodbye.
Time for that day.
Goodbye.
See you guys later. Hang up this.
Is he going to be in good enough shape to do the show?
I don't know.
Sounds like he's in fine shape. Great spirits.
Hey, why wasn't Froggy? In the studio just now?
Froggy's afraid of Hal.
Here's Froggy.
Froggy. I had to go to the restroom. What happened?
You had to go to the restroom. What happened? Huh? Yeah.
You missed a lot.
Yeah, you sure did.
What happened?
We got a call from.
Don't forget, we got to call Hal later.
Yeah, we got to call Hal. Yeah. All right. So, early morons in the news, folks. Next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, MJ, along with Roxanne and Froggy Fester Cooper, our producer. The early morons in the news is upon us. And I always get email from folks, hey, love the morons in the news. And I've had more than one individual say that, hey, my day's going crappy or I'm having a crappy week, blah, 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 but I hear the morons and I hear these nimrods, these imbetards, and, well, my life's not as bad as theirs. So I like to call this sort of a self-help feature on the program.
And that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's our service to the community.
Hey, listen to this. Out of Utah, the city says, hey, the green tinted water coming out of your tap, it's fine to drink. No issues.
Okay. Green is healthy, right? Kale, spinach.
What'd they do, diet for St. Patrick's Day?
Mold?
We're going green, folks. Yes, the water that's coming out of your tap from the water treatment plant is green. Drink up. Enjoy, everybody. Everything is going to be all right. This is Bountiful Utah. Official said the recently green-tinted water is safe to drink. The city of Bountiful, they issued a public notice on their social media accounts that some people might see a green tint in the drinking water, but hey, it's fine.
Who cares?
When I think green water, I think pond scum or something you really don't want to drink, said a guy by the name of Daniel Webster. He happens to be a Bountiful Utah resident who has not yet seen his water turn green. But Craig Christensen, he's the director of the Bountiful Utah City Water Department, and he said, yeah, the green water is, you know, safe to drink. It's like, you know, Lucky Charms water. It's green clovers.
Okay, hold on. Is this like a tint of green, or is it like...
I'm picturing like slime coming out.
Yeah.
Green chunks.
Yeah, you need to strain it. Yeah. Drink it with a survival straw.
All right, there's no chunks in this. It's still water consistency. But.
Right. I mean, if you're thirsty enough, Bear Grylls it,
well,
man.
Well, here's the deal. Christensen, the water dude, said that the snow melt runs over green vegetation before it reaches the treatment plant. And the plant is not equipped with a filtering system to remove the color from the water.
Then it's natural. Who cares? It's probably good for you.
So, you know how they describe it? If you ever, like, boil or steam broccoli, you know the water residue that's in the bottom of the pot? It has that kind of green semi-Hulk-looking tint.
All right, that's disgusting.
Hey, kids, get your daily serving of broccoli when you drink our water. Hey, can you take Roxanne's camera real quick?
I'm trying to get ready. Please.
I know. Taking it.
Well, no, I'm just saying that put it up on the screen.
Makeup time.
Yeah, take camera two.
Roxanne is putting all her makeup on right now. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, how do you do that while you're talking?
Isn't it amazing? I'm so talented.
She really is. She's a great multitasker.
Isn't that great? Hey, yeah, don't worry. The water's going to be green, but it's safe to drink.
Hey, I got to tell you something. I didn't even send you this last night, MJ, because I was so embarrassed because it's so trashy. Oh, last night I looked at my pool and it's starting to turn green.
Last night you looked at your pool?
I was eating dinner and go, what in the world is happening to our pool? It's turning green. And the thing is I have a saltwater pool. Isn't that impossible to have a green pool?
Whoa. Yeah. You have a saltwater pool?
Yeah.
Why do you have a saltwater pool?
Because I have eczema and chlorine's bad for my skin.
All right, hold on. It's good for hemorrhoids.
Yeah, it's not saltwater like MJ. It's not saltwater like the ocean.
Yeah, my in-laws have
it. It's a saltwater filtration system. Most hotels have them now.
It doesn't look like the bay in her pool.
Yeah. Well, I have that too then.
I
have the salt generator.
Okay, yeah,
me too. But it's not salt water. It's not like, I've literally been...
I have a salt and pepper generator.
Salt and pepper. Come on. When you think salt and pepper, there's only one song.
Yeah, push it.
Push it.
Let's talk about sex.
Push it. Yeah, this, when you think salt and pepper...
I'll take the salt and pepper pool, please.
Push.
Would you like the Spinderella filtration system?
Baby. Yeah, this is salt and pepper. And then maybe an ancillary song would be Let's Talk About Sex, Baby, right?
Or What a Man.
Yeah.
I know all the words to What a Man, by the way.
That was salt and pepper, too. What a man, what a man, yep. What a man, what a mighty good man, right? Yeah, yeah. All right. No, but I remember when I was a kid, I was in a saltwater pool at a hotel. It might have been Miami Beach or something.
Would you burn your little eyeballs?
Well, wait a sec. The pool was actually the same water that's in the ocean.
Oh, you could probably float so good.
Now, it wasn't the Dead Sea, but it was
just salty, dirty ocean water.
It wasn't the Dead Sea, Roger.
There's a shark in the pool, sir.
The pool's really salty, sir.
I got a remora.
There's a remora on my inner thigh.
It's sucking on my crotch.
So it's like on a cruise ship. The main pool, the water is salty. Salt water.
All right, so cruise ships do that as well?
Yeah.
All right, so I've never been in a cruise ship pool. But I remember that I was once in a real saltwater pool, and I hated it.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was terrible. Now, I don't have standard chlorine where my guy dumps, you know, buckets of chlorine. I've got that salt generator.
Yeah, me too.
That creates the chlorine, right?
Something like that. I'm not a pool expert. Yeah,
Roxanne pours margarita mix in hers.
Yeah, I do.
Have a drink of the pool. It's fantastic.
So your pool is green right now?
Yeah, it's something's happening. Something's going on.
You have a pool guy that comes?
Yes, we do. I guess, and then Doug's like, I didn't want to tell you, but we have a pool pump issue.
Do you use it ever?
Oh, my God. You know what that means, right? If you have a pool pump issue.
He said we have to buy a new one.
Well, but wait a minute. There is a supply problem on pool pumps.
Uh-oh.
Pump it.
Yeah. Seriously, there is a supply issue on the pool pumps. My pool guy, Steve, who's the best... I don't know if they've corrected the issue, or if the supply's gotten better. But he was telling me that he had clients that needed new pool pumps, and he can't get them. That was a couple of months ago, that he could not get the damn pool pumps because of the supply chain issues.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Froggy, I do go in my pool when I'm throwing my kids' dresses in there, and I have to retrieve them.
Roxanne, let's explore this a little further.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Maybe your pool is green because were the princess dresses green dresses?
No, but the princess dresses had sparkle and glitter on them.
Man.
And fringe. Probably got caught up in the filtration system.
Folks, if you don't know the story, Roxanne freaked out. She lost her you-know-what and threw her... Well, these your four-year-old daughter?
The four-year-olds. Oh, yeah.
Roxanne threw her four-and-a-half-year-old daughter's princess dresses, went to her room, gathered all the princess dresses in her arms like a big bundle of laundry, and proceeded to throw her daughter's princess dresses into the pool because she was misbehaving, and Roxanne was having an argument with her daughter. And, of course, the adult mommy way to solve this is you grab all your daughter's princess dresses and you chuck them into the pool.
Okay, judgment. Yeah. Yes, I hear it in your voice with that comment, but let me tell you.
Oh, do I sound a little condescending?
The number of friends and people I don't even know who have reached out to me, all women.
Oh, that approved of your behavior? That approved of your behavior? Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, both of
them. No wirehangers ever!
Mommy, my dresses.
They condone you throwing your daughter's princess dresses into the pool? Really?
It made them feel much better about themselves, probably.
And how many did you get? I mean, two people?
No, seriously.
How many?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, all my friends who heard.
Oh, so all 6,842 of your friends?
Yes. And then man, texters who I don't even know and emailers.
All right.
So, I'm not buying that.
So, Froggy, you have a salt and pepper pool.
Don't open your eyes in it. That's all I got to say.
I have a La Trim garage where Lady Tigra and Bunny.
I think you ought to have a Frank's hot sauce pool.
All right.
You ought to have a Frank's hot sauce pool. Yeah.
I put that on everything.
That's what you need.
You don't even know who La Trim is.
What is
La Trim? Is that like La Freak the Chic?
No,
La Trim. Workout you're not doing?
No, Frank. You have. All right.
Please.
He's doing La Lumpy.
This is a really funny joke I'm working on.
Well, go ahead.
Froggy has a salt and pepper pool.
Yep.
I have a La Trim garage. Because of the cars. And then you now play the song.
What the hell?
I like the cars that go boom.
Yeah, it's only in the right channel.
That was a little well worked.
What's going on here? Oh, there we go. Button was pushed. What are you saying? I don't even know what you're... That makes no sense.
Well, Froggy's brought up Salt and Pepper Pool. I thought of my favorite girl duo band of the 80s and 90s.
What?
La Trim. And their best song, The Cars That Go Boom. But I couldn't say I had a La Trim pool because they sing about cars. So I said I have a La Trim garage.
You just rolled me to Naples to get to Ocala.
Says the guy who said, you need a Frank's Red Hot Sauce pool.
My God.
Oh, that was...
Okay. Listen, I just wanted to play this.
I put that on everything.
Yeah, exactly. Bester just wanted to play this.
Yeah, I just wanted to play the cars that go boom.
That was a catastrophic event that just happened.
We are not even remotely done with the early morons in the news.
We are done, though, referencing 80s female rappers.
Girl rappers, yeah, exactly. Yes. All right, hang on. Back in a minute, the remainder of the morons in the news next. On the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. MJ and the crew here. It is rolling up on 7 o'clock here on a Tuesday. As we continue with the early morons in the news, Rock's got a question for you. Do you ever, or have you ever considered, where are we on the spectrum of my inquiry here, purchased, possessed, utilized any fake designer stuff?
Yes, I have.
Ooh.
I mean, like, when I was...
Ooh, yeah, you're not going to get along with Michelle. Michelle is really anti-fake designer stuff.
Well, this is when I was, like, 18 years old. And my first trip to New York City.
Oh, no. You didn't...
Yeah, I did. You, I went to... What
Canal Street?
Canal Street, yeah.
You went down to Canal and you bought the fake crap, the fake Gucci, the fake Chanel.
No, specifically, it was a Louis Vuitton, but it was a Louis Vuitton.
Louis... Well, these days...
It was an X...
Well, these days, the fake stuff, it really looks like the real stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And these days, you go down to Canal Street, you know, they got brazen. Last couple of years, they were laying all their crap out. They were just the fake designer bad guys in New York. They literally were on the streets with their drop cloths down and all the fake Prada, fake Chanel, fake Louis Vuitton, all the fake bags. Whereas kind of prior to the pandemic, they would have little like scouts. And by the way, you've got two factions on the fake designer bag guys and all the, you know, the counterfeit stuff. There are like two factions. You have the African guys. And when I say African, these guys are from Nigeria or other African nations. And, you know, they have like these giant, massive duffels that they'll carry around or massive plastic trash bags that they, it's like a big giant Santa Claus bag, except it's like a black hefty bag.
And they're just walking around.
They walk around. Yeah. You'll see them set up. But you'll see them walking to their locations to sell their counterfeit goods, and they've got these giant black trash bags. So you have the African dudes. That's one faction of the counterfeit sellers in New York. And the other faction are the Chinese women. And the Chinese women, they're more discreet. So the African dudes, they're on the street, and they just have all the stuff now set up on like I said, like painter's drop cloths. And people just walk by and they can see all the counterfeit goods. But the Chinese women, they're more discreet on Canal Street in New York. They will just kind of come up to you and they'll say, handbags, 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 handbags. And they'll whisper to people. And then if people stop, they whip out like this professionally printed like leaflet. They've got a brochure and they open up the leaflet. And it's kind of like, remember when you were a kid, the side of the ice cream truck had all the pictures of all the ice cream.
Oh, with the bomb pop on it.
Exactly.
And then the Mickey Mouse ears.
I used to love the circus pops. Are those still around? Where it's like the sherbet, and then inside the sherbet is the animal on the stick.
What a choking hazard that sounds like.
Yeah. No. It wasn't big enough to choke on. It's not like those, what are the Kinders? In Europe, they've got the little toy inside the little toy in the middle of the chocolate. Hey, that's not that's not a choking.
No, not at all.
Weren't those banned in the U.S.? I think they were. I think we banned those like Kinder chocolate items. Like Europe would have them, but we wouldn't because what could possibly go wrong with a little plastic toy in the middle of a edible chocolate confectionery, you know?
We have a different Kinder chocolate egg in this country.
The reason why...
Let me yes. interject with something that you may or may not know about.
Right.
So there's another racket to all of this, and that is the online Instagram racket. For example, I have a friend of mine who showed me, she's like, look, her daughter's super bougie. She only wants the most high-end purses and stuff. And she's like, I'm not going to spend that kind of money on her. And so then she went and showed me this IG account where you send them a DM and they send you like this purse that looks exactly, you cannot tell the difference.
Yeah. Some of the fakes are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Some of the fakes are remarkably good. But I was just mentioning, there's a reason why I'm bringing this up. This is a setup. You brought up Canal Street when you were 18 up in New York, where it's known for all the counterfeit designer merchandise. And like I said, you got the two different factions. You got the guys that are just, they're throwing it all out there. And then you got the Chinese women that are like trying to just going up to people, and they can spot a tourist a mile away. And they're like, handbags, purses, handbags, purses. And they'll whisper to you as you're walking down the street.
Okay.
And then they whip out this giant, you know, full color brochure of all the different counterfeit purses, Prada, Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Michael Kors, whatever.
Almost anybody on Canal Street's a tourist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I used to work right on Canal Street.
Walking down the shops. having a sticking your head in to see what the fishmonger has?
The portion of Canal Street, yeah. It's all tourist.
Fishmonger.
Well, there are a couple of those fish stores. Yum. Yeah, there's some fish stores.
They have a
right
guy
there.
With a wicker bucket full of crabs right next to a lady trying to sell purses.
That's true. All right, the reason why I'm bringing up the counterfeit designer merchandise as we continue with morons in the news. A woman is pissed, and she shared a story about being scammed by her cousin.
Why are you singing it?
Guess what her... Because you don't like a little MJ sing-songy every once in a while?
Not really.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Gosh.
All right, here's the deal. This woman's cousin said that she had a connection to get designer merch at an unbelievable discount. This woman did a couple of videos on social media and shows her viewers how she was wham-bookied, how she was totally scamulated at a $4,000 by her cousin. Guess what? You know what her cousin did?
What?
You think the cousin was getting real designer goods? No.
Mm-mm.
The cousin took real big money and bought the counterfeit stuff to then sell to her cousin and her friends.
Good businesswoman.
Representing that it was the real designer stuff that she was just able to get at a discount. And of course, you know what applies here? What universal adage applies right here?
Karma?
No.
No. Well, I would that's the wrong police.
Karma's not as much an adage.
Yeah.
As something along the lines of...
So what is it?
I know what an adage is. What
is it?
What is it?
Well, it's not karma.
Well, what is it, Fester?
If it's too good to be true, if the deal sounds too sweet, then it probably is.
Correct answer. That's what I'm looking for. So this cousin, what kind of cousin is this? Represents you getting real goods at a discount and your cousin is taking the big money? This woman on TikTok claims that her cousin took her for $4,000 and is buying cheaper counterfeit merch that is costs a fraction of that. What kind of freaking cousin is this?
What was she trying to buy for $4,000?
What is the other adage? What is the other adage?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
No.
That's an adage.
No,
that's a good adage.
Yeah, but not even remotely close, though. But what? Come on. What's the other one?
One in the hand is better than two in the bush.
No. That one's stupid.
No. With cousins like that, who needs enemies?
With friends like that, who needs adage? Well, I've just adapted it
just slightly. Man, does that suck? Your cousin rips you off to the tune of $4,000 by representing they got real connections for real merch, real designer stuff at great prices, and then they're buying the cheap crap and giving you the cheap crap representing it. What kind of cousin is that?
All right, so if you give $4,000 for a discounted bag, that means the regular price must be like, what, $8,000, $10,000? So what kind of $10,000 bag was she hoping to get her hands on for only $4,000?
What's the difference, too? Is it obvious? Like, is the stitching different?
Some of these fakes, they look just, you can't even tell them apart.
Well, some of the fakes are really, really good. But
not like the old days?
But there are professionals that can tell the difference. Like, for instance.
I always thought it was like the inside stitching somewhere was like a tad different.
No, like I said, the professionals can tell that there are subtleties. For instance, you know the website I'm talking about now, right? I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. The real real?
Okay. I don't know about that one.
I've never heard that.
You don't know about the real real?
No. I don't know about the real real or the
never heard of the real real.
The real real, it's a website. They sell all the designer. There's a couple of websites out there that they sell real designer stuff that is secondhand. And a lot of it is like nearly brand new.
Sounds like a scam to me.
And they claim that their experts have absolutely gone over every designer bag, everything that's allegedly from a designer and authentic, and they claim the Real, for instance, that they have authenticated everything. But listen to this, it gets worse. The cousin lost $4,000 to counterfeit merch that the cousin represented as Real. Altogether, between the cousin and her friends, the relative of this woman took them all for $10,000.
Wow, that's family.
$10,000.
She picked the biggest rube in her family, the one most likely to fall for it.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, she's a real carny, isn't she? Yeah. Scamming her own family.
You know what else sucks?
Love it.
A student going to visit a teacher over lousy grades, and the teacher ended up getting strangled and assaulted.
That's not going to help your grade.
Yeah, you know what? That was my first thought.
Yeah, I mean,
my first thought is if you strangle the teacher and you violently assault the teacher, that is not going to be a convincing meeting to help boost your grade. No, this is terrible. 16-year-old Las Vegas. And folks, this is a lesson for any of the kids getting ready for school today. Let this be a lesson. 16-year-old Las Vegas high school student has been arrested. He got violent with a teacher while they were meeting about his grades. According to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, the unidentified student, they're not mentioning the student's name, I guess, because of age. I'm sorry. If you try to choke out a teacher, they ought to have your mugshot and your name all over local Las Vegas television. I want to see that on KLAS television. So they took the kid into custody. They booked him for attempted murder, first-degree kidnapping, robbery, sexual assault and battery, intent to commit sexual assault. I'm thinking that this kid's crappy grades are the absolute least of his worries right now. According to the cops out in Vegas, according to Metro, cops responded to a high school on Thursday afternoon following a report of a teacher who was injured. Happened at El Dorado High School. So cops arrive at the scene. The teacher was being treated by first responders, transported then to a local hospital, was in stable condition. During their investigation, cops learned that the incident occurred when the student went to the teacher's classroom to have a little talk about grades. And at some point, the suspect got violent, began punching the victim, strangled her until she lost consciousness. The student choked the teacher out. She fell unconscious. After the attack, the suspect fled the classroom. The victim was found. The teacher, who passed out, was found by another employee. And then the police were seeking even more information as to what the hell happened. But prosecutors are still working on all of the charges that the student will face here.
But does it mention what class the teacher was?
It doesn't say. I don't know, you know, what particular subject that this teacher taught or what bad grades apparently this student had in what class it was. I don't know what the curriculum was. No.
Jeez.
Does that make any difference here?
I mean, if it was like a karate class or something, the kid might deserve an A.
Executing. No,
I don't know.
Come on, there's no.
They don't have self-defense in this?
What are you saying?
If it was like PE?
No.
I took karate. Never. What an idiot.
I don't know.
I got to my yellow belt.
I don't know. You did?
Yeah, I did.
I got to white belt black stripe because I could count to 10 in Japanese. Ichi, ni, san, chi, go, ruku, si, chi, achi, ku, chu.
Wow.
And then I quit. Because it hurt.
That's really impressive.
My first fight was against a girl and she kicked me in the leg and I was like, ow.
And now all you do is eat fake sushi like California rolls.
Yeah.
And mayonnaise rolls.
Love mayo rolls.
How many rolls would you like? Froggy's like, I'll take Ichi.
No, I don't want one. I want one.
Continuing with the morons of the news, going to get a little musical here. Hey, Coop, do you have the music ready to go?
Yeah, I do.
My God, this Jussie Smollett guy, this whack job, this Jussie Smollett from that old Fox TV show Empire, the dude that faked the assault on himself in Chicago where he claimed that he was attacked by MAGA hat wearing maniacs.
All set up.
And they put a noose around his neck. It was a total lie.
And the Empire toppled because of him, right? The show went away because of his bad behavior.
I don't know if it was all him. I think the show might have been on the ratings decline anyway. But this Jesse Smollett, you know, they need to institutionalize this guy. You know, I don't know if jail's the right thing, because this guy is clearly a mental case. There's something wrong with this dude.
You don't like I am not suicidal. I am not suicidal.
That's right.
He starts yelling in the courtroom.
Yeah. What are you doing?
During the sentencing.
Stop.
Yeah, during the sentencing, he was screaming at the judge as they were taking him away. This guy, they had him dead to rights. Yeah. They had him nailed.
It's actually a really smart move. I mean, I wish Epstein would have thought of that.
You know, listen, as far as, you know, race goes, as far as race goes, of course, Jesse Smollett, a black guy, but you had the then black police commissioner in Chicago that just ripped this guy apart. After the Chicago detectives, they investigated this. They had surveillance footage. They had unbelievable detective work and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours in the investigation.
Right.
They had, this was laid out, and they had this guy's racket and scam buttoned up beyond compare.
So has he been in jail yet?
Well, remember they took him into custody.
Okay.
Then did they release him while he was appealing? Did he get out, or were they still holding him? Anyway, that's not the reason why I'm bringing this up. Jesse Smollett, what is the update now? Why is this morons in the news? Jesse Smollett released a song last week.
Oh, yeah, he's a musician.
3 weeks after he was sprung from a Chicago jail on appeal. Yeah, I was right. So he was let out of jail because of the appeal, and Jesse Smollett has released a song dealing with his plight, claiming his innocence. My God.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
The mayor of Chicago, I think her name is Lori Lightfoot, and she's a black woman as well. And she just railed on this dude. So it's not like this is some kind of racial injustice. You have the black police commissioner, the black mayor, who just, they're ripping this black dude apart. So you can't claim this is race and injustice. This guy is a lying psychopath. He's a nut job faking this hate crime attack, you know, dredging up, I mean, the worst of racial history with this fake lynching. I mean, this guy's a horror. He's a nightmare. And now he's still claiming his innocence. And now he's released a song.
Did Mayor Lightfoot add this to her playlist?
Can we hear this banger, please?
Yes, we can. All right, Coop,
you've got... Is it as good as the girl that Gorilla glued her hair?
That was a good song.
Oh, that's right.
That can't be top. Oh,
that should have won a Grammy.
Yeah. That's, why didn't they feature that? The Gorilla Glue Girl.
That was an awesome
song.
That
was great.
Creative.
All right, so Coop, you've got the Jesse Smollett song that he just released last week claiming his innocence, correct?
Yeah, here we go.
All right, let me hear it.
I'm so excited.
Like they helping, you're not solving a crime. Taking out the elements of race and trans and homophobia that's straight taking lives. But turn around and act like I'm the one that killed the strides. Maybe we stick together. Maybe we read more. Instead of saying that it's above me now. Brother, you sure? I can't be mad. Take my ego out. Some people searching for fame. Some people chasing that clout. Just remember this.
The hell?
Is this a song?
Yeah, he's spoken word, right?
Enough to keep my reputation.
All right, Coop, stop. All right, stop.
Gorilla Glue's way better.
Coop, stop it. Is it all like him just like whisper rapping through the whole thing or what?
Basically, yeah.
Does he sing? Is there any hook?
No.
Is there any chorus?
Does anything rhyme or is there any sort of song format at all? Is there a hook, like you said?
No, apparently there's nothing here.
No, that's it.
My name is Jesse Smollett.
No, not Jesse.
Jussie.
It's Jussie.
Or it's almost juicy.
I think it's juicy.
Jussie.
That was really good. Can I hear more?
Yeah, roll just a little more here.
I better look at someone else. It's the wrong one. But I want to thank y'all. I know I still got you. It's for the people who kept it real. Kept it true.
Hold on. For the people that kept it real and kept it true,
yes.
Is that what? The people that are buying his BS?
Yeah.
The people that believe his absolute, completely unraveled lie?
I mean, and this song was posted on his Instagram account, and if you look through the comments, like people are like, oh, love you so much. handled like a true king.
Oh, really?
He reached out to Skrizzle to do a line on that, and Skrizzle was like, no, thank you.
What was the line that Skrizzle was going to do?
It was like, yo, my friend's name is Skrizzle, and my friend's name is Jesse. It was just supposed to be like a friend's thing.
Oh, really?
Okay. Like how Akon always shouts his name at the beginning of their song.
Skrizzle! Skrizzle joint!
Or who's the other guy?
Skrizzle the best!
No, DJ Jason, Khaled?
No, Jason Derulo.
Yeah, Jason Derulo. Yeah.
Is it like every song he goes, Jason Derulo?
Jesse was going to do that.
Jesse Smollett.
Jason Derulo.
It's like he has his own morning show. He has to announce his name before he cracks the mic.
Listen.
This guy's, wow.
This Jesse Smollett is a total, complete whack job. Just shut the bleep up, would you please?
He's certainly controversial.
My God. Speaking of music, who wants to see Bon Jovi? Anybody want to see Bon Jovi?
Is Jesse opening up for him?
Yeah, Jesse Smollett is opening up. Can we get some of the opening act? Do you have some of Jesse Smollett's opening act there, Coop?
Here we go.
Opening up for Bon Jovi.
All right, coming to the stage before Bon Jovi.
Here's Jesse Smollett before Bon Jovi. All right, folks, let's go. Let's go with caller 50 right now. You want to see Bon Jovi Friday night at Emily? Downtown Tampa? Let's go. Caller 50, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you're a caller 50 right now, we got a pair of Bon Jovi tickets for this Friday night at Amelie. Let's go. Caller 50, 800-990-1047. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It is Q105, 732. Hey, Coop, how did I get 2 minutes late here? I'm running 2 minutes late. Come on, you got to keep me on track here. I'm running 2 minutes late. 732, it's supposed to be 730 when we start yakulating with our long chunk of MJ. All right, folks, I got to take a moment here, and I've got to talk Tesla for a moment. I got two Tesla issues, and then another self-driving car story, which is crazy. I'm not into these autonomous self-driving cars. I'm not getting into a self-driving car. You know, they're talking about these taxis and
around town people movers.
I'm not getting into that. Hey, I'll get into the self-driving autonomous airport tram, but that's about it. I will get into the tram at Tampa International Airport to go from the main building to Terminal F.
I mean, that's on a track.
Or whatever terminal I happen to be leaving from.
That doesn't even count.
Yeah, or wherever. I am not getting in an autonomous car. All right, I'll get to that in a second. Oh, also, 8-bit hit. 8-bit hit is back. You know, the cheesy Atari computer-sounding 1980s chintzy music that's actually performing actual real songs. We'll do it a little after 8 o'clock, so keep listening. Froggy and Hal Herman are back with another edition of 8-Bit Hit coming up in just a bit. Fester, where are you on the Tesla that you ordered for your wife, Allison?
All right, so just yesterday, we realized our delivery date has been pushed back.
What, to 2026?
No, 2027.
Not really.
No,
How much time? A month?
So for the last 6 weeks, the delivery date's been between April 18th and May 23rd. Now it's between May 15th and June 15th. So it moved back maybe a month.
So wait a minute, their window is a, they can't give you a specific date, or they give you a month window?
Sometime in this window frame is when you can expect delivery.
All right. So Fester has ordered a Model Y, and that's kind of the bubbly, or I should say the bulbousy. That's kind of the bulbousy looking eggplant shape of a little SUV. Is that the one you ordered?
One of my requirements for the next vehicle was that it's bulbous. That was really the only requirement.
You ordered the model Y. Why? Why? Is that what you ordered?
Yes, I ordered the Kerrigan. Right. Yes.
Now, I want to impress upon you a little Tesla issue that I read about over the weekend.
Okay.
Tesla returns were supposed to be very easy, but there's a customer who's been waiting more than 2 years for a Model X refund.
I saw this. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
This is nuts.
This is a folks, this is crazy.
Elon needs to just cut this guy a check.
Listen, I tweeted Elon Musk yesterday, and I said, just give the guy his bleeping money back. I did. I swear. My Twitter is at Todd Schnitt. My Instagram is at Certified Todd Schnitt. You know, I'm only like 50 people away from 7,000.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. We ought to do a Twitter-thon an Instagram-a-thon later on. All right, so let me get back to the story. The dude's name is Danny Roman. By the way, my Instagram is Certified Todd Schnitt. I only need 50 people to get to 7,000 right now. Follow me. Certified Todd Schnitt. Certified TODDSCHNITT. 50 people, I get to 7,000. All right. So, Danny Roman. This guy bought a Tesla, brand new, Model X. Took delivery February 28th of 2020. It's a little over 2 years ago. 3 days later, he said, you know what? I'm going to return the car.
Tesla had a policy.
There was a 7-day, no questions asked policy. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, where, let's be honest here, the guy's a genius, but the guy's got a number of screws loose. He's got a couple of welds that didn't take.
Nah, all right? He's a genius.
I like him.
Listen, the guy's a genius, but the guy's out of his mind.
Operates on a different level than the rest of us.
The guy's a whack job.
I can't understand. So here's
the deal. This guy buys the Model X. And the Model X, that's the most expensive of the Teslas, right?
What's the Model S?
The Model S is the most expensive,
there's
right?
There's an S and there's the S Plaid package.
Which one is the X?
X is the one with like the wing doors.
The SUV with the wing doors.
Yes. Right.
So this guy buys a Model X. And at that point, Elon Musk had said that there was a 7-day, no questions asked Tesla policy. You don't like it, you bring it back, you get your money back.
It was on their website. I mean, Elon tweeted it out.
He did.
No hassle, return, 7 days.
We're sitting here now on Tuesday, the 12th of April, 2022. Over 2 years later, the guy still has not gotten his refund. And he doesn't have access to the vehicle. He turned the vehicle in. The price tag on the Model X that he bought was $116,000. He had some options that he had and additional fees, whatever. Now, according to the records, Tesla picked up this guy's Model X. They loaded it onto a flatbed on March 8th of 2020. And he expected a fairly timely refund for his $116,000. His bank told him to ask Tesla to initiate a stop sale. A Tesla sales representative informed him that his refund would be processed soon. Instead, several weeks later, this is still back in 2020, he was still going back and forth with Tesla. Hey, what's the status of my return? This guy, Roman, received a service alert from Tesla telling him to come pick up his SUV. It's ready. They took his Tesla away on a flatbed. He was returning the thing. He wanted his money back. And then he gets an alert weeks later. Oh, yeah, your Tesla's been serviced. It's all ready for you to pick up. He's like, no, I didn't send my Tesla to service. I sent my Tesla to the return department. I don't want it. And the alert explained that it had been fully repaired and was at the service center in Burbank, California. Come get it. He originally purchased the vehicle in Century City, about 40-minute drive away. Roman told CNBC that he was astounded by the service alert. He says he never asked for nor authorized any repairs to the Tesla. He's returning the car.
And it's taken...
A salesperson even acknowledged that they were initiating the return process and the refund process. So he was still making his monthly payments on the car through his bank.
And he's also keeping it insured in case it gets... In an accident in the meantime, it has his name associated with it.
He stopped making the payments on the car for a month because he thought everything was moving along properly. Then the bank told him that he had missed a payment and that his credit rating had taken a 30-point hit. Got slammed, like broadsided, by a Tesla in self-driving mode while the owner's watching a TV show on Netflix. All right, so the bank is now saying, hey, you're missing payments. He's like, no, I returned the car. Tesla's supposed to unwind all this stuff. Tesla never issued the stop sale, which they were supposed to do. So this guy's still getting dinged. His credit's taking a hit. He's missing payments on this thing.
So this sounds like a colossal failure on the dealer level.
Oh, my. Well, the dealer is Tesla.
Yeah, but
there are no private dealers. The dealers are the company.
But it sounds like inside that building, somebody screwed it up.
Roman wanted to avoid any repossession by his bank, and he knew the financial institution could have wrecked his credit if he didn't keep up the payments. The guy has been paying for the Tesla every month since 2020. He's got no car, no refund. He bought another car, so he's making payments on that car, plus the invisible freaking Tesla that he doesn't own anymore.
This seems like it's easy to rectify.
You would think it's very easy to do. Tesla had this policy until October of 2020.
Hey, Elon, put down the freaking joint.
Twitter.
And give up this guy's money, dude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? He doesn't sound like that.
Yes, he does. He sounds like this.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't sound that far off.
He sounds like this, yes.
He does not sound like this.
I have such an education.
And he also had to keep up the insurance payments.
Yeah.
In case the car was damaged somehow.
That sucks.
While Tesla had it in their possession.
Just all for those stupid doors, huh?
Roman says he bought the car because he was a fan of Tesla.
Yes.
Read that the Model X had a great safety rating. Believed driving a battery electric vehicle would minimize his environmental footprint.
Yes, it's very true. Elon agrees.
As a father of an infant at the time, he was very concerned with safety. And as the owner of a sustainable outdoor adventure company, he felt buying the battery-powered electric car was a good way to underscore the commitment, blah, blah, blah.
Our cars are very safe for the children's.
The car was marketed with a battery that had more than a 400-mile range,
MJ,
which he said was very, very important.
We should consult Elon directly.
I mean, I'm right here. I don't know why you're not consulting me.
Elon, how come this guy can't get a refund?
Because, you know, things happen in the Tesla world. I'm very busy building rockets. You know what a rocket is?
Yes, we know what a rocket is.
The things that shoot up straight in the air and they go...
Yes, Elon, we know what a rocket is.
Okay.
Right, why don't you go back to your bong over there?
Okay, thank you.
Would you please? Thank
you. I feel like $1 million.
Only a million?
$1 million
is what Elon Musk uses in the bathroom.
You don't feel like $200 billion?
I have that in my left pocket here. Take $1 million, fat man. Here you go. And you look like you need it.
So the question is, now that this story is getting attention, is this guy going to get his freaking money back from Tesla?
I have a feeling Elon really didn't know about this himself until yesterday.
No idea.
CNBC had a story like on Friday on this deal. But the reason why the guy returned the vehicle, it's supposed to have a 400-mile range. But when he first took the Model X out for a ride, he said that he saw the battery drain 15 miles, and he was only a half mile from home. It was 100% half mile from home. The Tesla battery had already drained 15 miles. So he said, nah. Tried to recharge the vehicle's battery, and apparently it took longer. It was supposed to take 45 minutes for the quick supercharge.
Okay.
It took hours. The guy said, you know what? I'm out of here.
So he returns.
He returns the Tesla, and the guy can't get his money back.
Where is it now? Who owns it? Is it titled to somebody?
That's the point. It turns out that they never resold the Tesla. The Tesla has been sitting in apparently some kind of a lockup, some kind of a yard, just a couple of miles from his home all this time. For 2 years, for two freaking years, the vehicle has been sitting 11 miles from his home in a salvage yard.
Okay. Give the guy his money back.
Elon, what the hell are you doing, buddy? All right, that's Tesla story number one.
Okay.
That's a nightmare. I mean, Elon Musk is worth $200 billion, and the guy can't get his money back on a guarantee that Tesla initiated?
Please don't talk about my funds.
Yeah. My God.
You better watch out, or Elon will cancel you on Twitter.
All right, now... There was a Coop. Did you find the video of the driver falling asleep and smashing through the sidewalk and the buildings and everything? Do you have it?
I need more detail because I can't find it.
A driverless. I'm sorry. A Tesla with a driver. I don't know if it was in the autonomous self-driving mode. I've got another driverless story, which is insane as well. A driver fell asleep in a Tesla as it was driving into Hamlin, Texas last week. Two women, 911 police dispatchers, went out for a smoke break. They're outside of the police 911 dispatch center. They're on the sidewalk. They walked out some kind of a back door, and they're having a smoke like, Marge Simpson's sisters. And here comes a Tesla moments after they went back inside. Literally, if they were out there seconds later, if they didn't go inside, they would have been mowed down. A Tesla with a sleeping driver, which was it in the self-driving mode and we had a malfunction? The thing jumps the curb, knocks over a whole bunch of awnings, like there's a whole row of businesses and stores, and with like awning supports, blasts through, smashes all the awnings down, and then rolls through the sidewalk area where these two police dispatchers and 911 operators were standing moments earlier. Kareen scrapes along the side of the building, takes out like a little chunk of the corner of the building, and it turns out the driver was sleeping when this happened.
Did this wake him up?
We don't know.
Okay.
The driver had fallen asleep as he was entering Hamlin, Texas. The driver not identified, according to the latest story here from KTXS Television in Texas. But there's surveillance video of this vehicle and the women walking, literally the women walking inside moments before the Tesla comes careening down the sidewalk, just smashing into everything.
If it had hit them, no one would have been there to answer 911 calls. Right.
And then one other item before we move on. This is nuts. A self-driving car. This was a General Motors cruise car. And they're testing these cruise cars. It's not like a CRUZ. Remember the Chevy Cruze, like that cheap car? I think it was like $18. But there's like the Cruze subsidiary, CRUISE, right, of General Motors. And they have these autonomous self-driving cars just driving around San Francisco. They're testing them. And there's no driver. The car is literally, you could be in San Francisco driving. Yeah, exactly. You could be in San Francisco. You're driving. You look next to you. There's a car and there's no one in there.
It gets more horrifying.
Can it mow over all the tents of homeless people? Skid Row.
Froggy, you're gonna get canceled for that.
He's asking.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was Elon. That was Elon. That was not Froggy. Froggy left.
Listen to what happened here. A driverless General Motors cruise vehicle was pulled over by police. Apparently, the AI, the artificial intelligence, the technology, it knows when a police car pulls behind you and pulls you over.
So it stops.
It did stop. The cops pulled the car over because it was driving without headlights on. The car pulls over.
Shouldn't those be automatic?
Yeah, really. How about that? How about you start with making sure the headlights are on when they need to be on, you know, at night?
I don't mean to insult GM, but my 2004 Lincoln, the lights automatically turn on at night.
All right, now there's video of this.
That's older technology.
There's video of this as well. All right, Fest is watching the video. That's why he's laughing.
This is great. Right,
it's phenomenal. This is fantastic. So the cop pulls the self-driving car over because it's got no headlights on. He walks up to the vehicle. This is a San Francisco Police Department officer. Walks up to the car. There's no one in the car.
Oops.
No one. The cop then tries to open up the door. Door is locked. The car then drives away. The car drives away while the cop is standing there.
What the?
Just leaves.
The automatic car got into a low-speed chase. What do you do?
It runs right to an intersection. It drives away from the cop. Then it stops again on the other side. It puts his flashers on. Oh, my God. And then the General Motors folks are saying that, oh, yeah, the car did exactly what it was supposed to do.
No.
Really? Run from the police?
And people are watching this. People are laughing. Someone is videoing the whole freaking episode of the car driving away from the cops.
Which car, which automatic car do you want? The one that doesn't run from the police or the one that does?
I want no automatic car.
If it's an option.
I want zero, zilch, nothing.
All right.
I don't want anything to do with self-driving cars.
Once you meet the future, MJ, and they're all self-driving cars.
I am not going to meet the future.
You're going down the option list. Will you want the one that runs from the cops or the ones that stay? You know,
you always have a driver that, a getaway driver, always.
The car is its own getaway driver.
You could rob banks.
I think this is the next installment of that, like, Fast and Furious series.
Yeah.
Just
that,
driverless cars.
Driverless cars, exactly.
Good. No more Vin Diesel acting.
So, supposedly, the San Francisco Police Department has a hotline, a special number to call General Motors and their autonomous self-driving cruise division with any problems. That they can call up right away and say, we have got a problem here. But it's just, the video's hysterical. Hey, Coop, did you find the two videos?
Yeah, we got both videos up, MJMorningShow.com.
Both videos. The Tesla driver falling asleep and driving over a sidewalk, nearly killing two 911 operators. 911, what's your emergency? Hi, yeah, I'm a 911 operator. I'm out on my smoke break, and I'm calling 911 to report that we were almost run over by a Tesla. No, but they go inside literally seconds before. And then we've got the self-driving car that takes off from the cops. Video of both are on our website, MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. All right, I want to go to phones here. I got a question. I need to know. I'm going to do this in reverse.
Okay.
I've got a story to tell, but I don't want to tell the story until I take phone calls because I want to know from our listeners, what is the worst job interview you've ever had? Have you had a really, really bad job interview? Just the job interview just was awful. Things just went bad. Whatever the problem was, you didn't connect with the interviewer. Something bad happened. Discrepancy in your resume. Whatever. You were late. You spilled coffee all over the crotch of the interviewer in the conference room. I want to hear from our listeners about bad job interviews. If anyone has a story about a job interview gone bad, I want to hear stories from our listeners, and then I want to see if any listeners that are phoning in, if their story can top the actual story that I have right here about a really, really bad job interview.
Now, what job were they interviewing for?
Well, no, I'm not giving any details yet. That is irrelevant. That's right. It's irrelevant. Just generically, any listeners right now, can you tell us a story about a really awful job interview?
So to be clear.
Let me get out the phone number. Okay. Let me be clear first about that.
Be clear.
800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you ever had a really bad job interview, I want to hear it. 800-990-1047. Tell us about your bad job interview. I want to see if any of these stack up next to the story that I have, which I consider a pretty damn bad job. Pretty, 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 pretty bad. All right. 800-990-1047. Bad job interview. Now, listen, you could have been the interviewee. You could have been the interviewer.
That's what I was asking about.
Go ahead and ask your question.
So to be clear, this could be something where you went and sat down and made an absolute fool of yourself.
Yeah.
Or the interviewer asked you really awkward, uncomfortable questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or together it was just a mishmash mess.
Yeah. Yeah. So either way, whichever way, I just want to hear about really bad job interviews. And I want to hear if any come close to the item that I have, which I think could be the worst job interview of all time. Hold on. Wait to hear what the actual story is, but the phones are just jammed here. Fester, could you bring up the call screener since every phone line is ringing here and Coop is screening? If you're calling in right now, just be patient because Coop is screening. All right, let me grab the first call here. Let's grab Nancy in Zephyr Hills. Nancy, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking me on. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you calling in. You know, that's the least I could do is take your call. You're calling in, Nancy.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. I listen to you every morning on the way to work. I hardly get there in time.
I was interviewing. Well, I didn't even get into the interview. I was filling out the application years ago, and I heard what was the manager. She was screaming obscenities in the back of the building. And I could hear her all the way back there. The receptionist was just looking at me kind of like, oh, God. And so I got probably one-third of the way through the application, and I go, you know, if she's like this, and she knew I was there filling out an application, I said, I don't want to work here. I'm not working for some crazy person like that. So I got up, and I thanked the receptionist and tore the application in half. I said, I really appreciate it. You might want to look someplace else. You don't need to do this, you know. So I even gave her advice to leave.
All right, so this woman was screaming profanities outside of the building?
No, no, no. She was in the back in her office on the phone.
Oh, so oh, from her, the lobby, oh, you okay, can hear the manager cursing and yelling is going irate.
She's from the back of the building. Okay. From her office, you could, like, I mean, we're talking like four-letter words and all kinds of crap?
All of it, yeah. And I couldn't even tell who she was talking to, whether it was an employee or delivery service for, I mean, I'm not going to mention who it was. I probably...
Well, what kind of business was it? What type of, what did they do?
It was in Dade City, so it was...
citrus related?
Kind of, pardon?
I said citrus related?
No, it was more like cattle and farm
gotcha.
Equipment.
And then you obviously found another career, correct?
Oh, hon, I went into the medical field. I figured I could handle better animals, you know, in the medical field than I could.
Gotcha, loud and clear.
Thanks, hon.
Thanks for the call. Man, look at the phones. I'm going to put these on hold because all the damn lines are ringing here and Coop is screening away. All right, I'm going to grab, Frank in Tampa. Again, if you're just tuning in, I'm looking for really, really bad job interview stories, and I want to see if our callers, our listeners, have any stories that come close to the story I'm about to tell. Taking calls first, then I'm going to tell the story. Let me grab Frank is in Tampa. Hey, Frank, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, MJ. Hey, everyone. So listen, I was interviewing for a mechanic's job, and the guy's telling me all about the job, and he says, I'm a man of my word, and you could trust what I say, that this is the job. And then he picks up the phone.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He picks up the phone, and he says, I don't care if I told them they had off Friday. They have to work. when I heard that, I was like, I'm out of here, you know? Guy obviously is full of you know.
Yeah. Oh, you caught yourself.
You're like
that. I didn't have to hit the dump button. Thank you.
You bleeped yourself out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that was my worst interview. I walked out after that.
Got you loud and clear. Thanks. All right. So we got two examples of people that just walked out of just awful interviews. All right. Let's grab Eddie is in Tampa. Eddie, you're on the MJ Morning Show Q105. Tell me about your bad job interview.
So, MJ, I love your show. Just want to say that off the bat. Now, I was the trainee after an interview, and the person coming for the interview, they were just a total weirdo, like, sociopath. We did sales for sunglasses, and, like, you just have to approach people and, like, talk to people, and he would not do it. And, like, he just thought he could just stand there and get, like, an hourly pay. And when I talked to him, he just wasn't giving me any answers. And to really just cut to the chase, a week later, the guy killed his family.
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
I am not even kidding, and it's crazy because, like, my uncle who does the job, like, he ended up being, like, kind of connected to it because it was the last place of, like, employment that he put on, like, you know, and he had to answer, like, questions with, like, a jury, like, is he a weirdo? It's like, we only knew him for like 2 days and we didn't even want to hire him. It was so bad.
So this guy comes in for the job interview for sunglasses sales and he was a total weirdo. And then you guys rejected him and then he killed his family a week later?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are lucky to be alive. He could have taken you guys out for like not hiring him.
I mean, I don't know if there's anything in the news like, occurred like with our business or anything of it. I don't know if I can say his name.
How long ago was this?
5 years ago.
Now how long?
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
It was like 5 years.
And where did it happen? What city?
Actually in Brandon. At the Brandon Mall is where we I ended up just, I was training him there.
Now, was this like a storefront or a kiosk?
Like a kiosk. And, like, I was there for, like, 30 minutes with the guy. And, you know, you've got to have some type of a personality to work there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Talk to people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, hey, when if you don't work out, and I don't think you're going to work out, I don't want to waste my time with you there either.
Tell us some of the clues. Like, what did he do, that his behavior, that you're like, this is weird?
When you say okay, and then, like, you act like you're listening, and then, like, you tell them to do the task, and they just, like, they're just in a mist. Like, that guy was troubled, man. Like, I don't know how to say it other than just, like, he just had this demeanor over him that was like, I don't even want to be around you. I can't believe that I have to be here because I'm just collecting hourly pay. I'm done with that job. I'm so sad.
That's okay. I tell you what, that's getting close to the story that I have. Wow, that's insane, buddy. Thanks for the call, Eddie. Lewis is in Tampa. Hey, Lewis, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Tell me about your bad job interview.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, Lewis, do you mind? Hey, Lewis, hold on for one second. Let me just give out the MJ Money Machine word, okay? If you don't mind. All right. This hour's word is laugh. This hour's word, L-A-U-G-H, laugh. Just text the word laugh nationwide to 45911 before quarter after. You got a shot at $500 cash, or if you enter it on the Q105 app, you could win an extra $10,000 on Q105. The word is laugh nationwide. Number 45911, text it now. All right, back over to Lewis. Lewis, tell us about your really bad job interview.
Yeah, we had an elaborate dinner the day before an interview, and I ate a little bit of everything. And I was sitting there, and the lady was asking me questions, and not a whole one, but a half of one kind of sneaked out.
Whoa! Wait, what? You pooped your pants in the interview?
No, that's what it smelled like.
Oh, fuck. All right, so.
Wait. I'm confused. Who did? You did or she did?
Well, no, he did.
He wiggled one out.
Yeah. I did.
All right, so. And did you horrify and did you stink up the whole interview?
Well, it got weird after that because, you know, I was acting like it wasn't me and she was acting like it wasn't her and it was really stinky.
I didn't jilt it.
Did you get the job or not?
I did not get the job.
I guess not.
That's a shame.
Oh, man.
Horrifying.
All right, Mary's
in
Lakeland.
Thanks for the honesty.
All right, remember, I still have to get to my story.
Right.
I still have to get to, I think, the worst job interview ever. Let's grab Mary is in Lakeland. Hey, Mary, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. You're up.
Yes. Hey, how you guys doing? Love listening to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
But I had a situation where I was actually the person interviewing, you know, people to do a seasonal job. And this girl came in to do an interview as a snack shop job or whatever. And so she comes in and she sits down. And
oh, no.
Oh, man, geez. You're being abducted by aliens.
Hang on a sec. Your cell phone just got really bad. Let me hear you talk.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a little better. Go ahead.
Okay, so I heard some water running, and I was looking around while I was asking her questions, and finally she gets up, and I get up after the interview, and she walks out, and I noticed that her pants were all wet.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. You heard water running, and then you notice her pants are all...
It was a leak or something. Yeah.
It was a leak, all right.
This is going
and
downhill.
And then we ran back in my office and realized she urinated all over the chair and everything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
wait, what are maybe her water broke. Was she pregnant?
What are these two calls back to back? I got Lewis, and now I've got Mary with her. She wet herself in the interview?
How contrary.
And would you believe she actually got the job?
I mean, good help is hard to find, right?
Did she have further incontinence issues during the employment term?
I certainly hope not. I mean, she was probably only 17 years old or something, you know?
She peed herself? And it was for a snack bar job?
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, thanks for the call. All right, We're getting close. Let me just grab a couple more calls here. We're looking for your worst job interview ever. Either you were getting interviewed or maybe you were doing the interviewing like Mary, because I have maybe the worst job interview story ever, which I'm going to tell in a minute.
Whenever our kids like poop or pee their pants, we're like, okay, they're going to grow out of this. This isn't forever. But clearly some people don't grow out of
No.
it.
No.
Your kid's going to work at a snack bar.
Let me grab Annell in Tampa. Hey, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So what's the story? Tell us your job interview horror story.
Okay. So I was an interviewer. I interviewed two people. And in our job, we do video interviews because we work from home.
Yep.
So we are prepped by HR saying, hey, you know, you have to be in a quiet place. You have to dress professionally to be in the interview. So I had two people. One came into the interview. She was pumping gas at the gas station.
She's doing the interview via video while pumping gas at a gas station?
Yes.
All right, that's just a multitasker. I'm actually impressed with
that.
You
know what? That might actually be a skill that an employer might actually want.
I hope you hired her.
All right, go ahead.
And while during the interview, while I'm asking my questions, she drives the park.
All right, that's one. You said she hold on. She drives what?
She drove to the park while we were.
She drove to a park while you're doing the interview.
Yes.
Did she get the job? Yes or no?
No.
Gotcha. All right. What's the second one?
And the second one, the other person was getting on board on the JetBlue flight.
Well, everybody does that.
Getting on board with doing the job interview while getting on board a JetBlue flight.
You're like, can you please hold on?
I gotta tell you,
captain's talking. Be quiet. Hold on. Okay.
I don't think either of these are that bad. I mean, it sounds like these people are multitasking. It's not like the lady who soiled herself during the snack bar interview.
These people sound better. They're movers and shakers.
Listen, it sounds like they might be able to like multitask, right? And do.
The one that got on the JetBlue flight, she got the job.
Oh, she got the job.
Some places.
Did she have an aisle seat, a window, or a middle?
I couldn't tell.
All right.
She had the phone so close to her face.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, a few more, and then we're going to wrap this up with my story. I'm going to take two more calls, Coop, just two more. And we're going to find out if any of these stories can top the really, really bad job interview story that I have. Could be the worst ever. John is in Bradenton. John, you're on the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Do you have a bad interview story?
Yeah, man. Good morning, everybody. I love you guys. I was the interviewer, and this dude came in, and it was like something out of Half-Baked. Dude smelled like a pound, wore socks.
Wait. The dude smelled like a pound? Like a pound of marijuana, right?
Well, you know the lingo.
Yeah. All right. So what kind of job was this that you were interviewing him for?
It was for a server job.
At what type of place? Like a well-known restaurant?
It was the Cody's.
Cody's Roadhouse. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and the dude came in socks and sides, board shorts, and like, I don't know, man. His shirt was like, had some holes in it. I'm like, really, dude? I mean, maybe if we were hiring for a dishwasher.
This is Cody's, whatever. Buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we already had one of those on staff that was hired before I got there. Right. So I can only have one.
And obviously, he did not get the job, right?
Oh, definitely not. I was like, really? I mean, in my head, I'm like, this is how you're coming to look for a job?
Yeah. And the guy walks in reeking like marijuana?
Probably the best server
and
ever.
And it smelled like pretty good stuff, but that's beside the point.
Smelled like good stuff. All right, buddy, thanks for the call. All right, final call here. Worst job interview stories, and then I'm going to tell the story, which I don't think we've topped just yet. Smokey is in Brandon. Hello, Smokey. Final call. Were you getting interviewed, or were you doing the interviewing?
I was interviewing. I owned a tree service at the time.
Right.
And I'm hiring a climber, and the only way to really tell how well they know the gear and how well they climb is to put them in a tree. So he puts the gear on, and he puts the spikes. We're doing a takedown, so he's spiking it, and he puts the spikes on the wrong feet, and he's got them on the outsides of his feet.
Oof.
And I'm like, okay. So I don't say anything. I wait, and he walks up to the tree, and he looks at his feet, and he looks at the tree, and he realizes this isn't going to work. He goes, I'm fired, ain't I? I said, well, you can grab a rake today.
So he had never done this before, right?
He had never done it before, but he told me he worked for all these different tree services, climbing and stuff, and he had never
couldn't climb a tree.
Climber makes all the money, so he wanted the big climb.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Hire him, gave him a rake, and taught him how to climb.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, my wife sent me a text.
Yes,
one time she interviewed at a bank, and they sat her behind a desk, and they on the other side. And my wife is, I guess, shaking her knee behind the desk.
Yep,
and she hit the silent alarm.
What?
Under the desk. It was at an AmSouth bank.
Really?
And the AmSouth in South Tampa, by it used to be in the old Home Depot parking lot, right?
Right.
So she's there, and she hits her knee against the desk, and the police come while she's interviewing because she sent out a silent alarm.
That's great.
And Allison's like, I didn't get the job.
Now, here is the story that prompted me to ask for really bad job interview stories. This could be the worst ever. I don't think we topped it. The guy that said that they interviewed a dude for a sunglass salesman at one of those kiosks selling sunglasses in the Brandon Town Center or Westfield Brandon, whatever they call it now. That guy then didn't get the job and then killed his family like a week later. That's close, but this is crazy. A Dallas bakery owner was interviewing an individual, killed the guy that he was interviewing, and then burns the body. It's like, what the?
Was it, okay, so you say he killed him. I mean, was it intentional?
Listen, a Dallas bakery owner was arrested after he allegedly stabbed to death and burned a local artist that he had just interviewed inside his business.
Yeah, that sounds intentional.
Manuel Tellez, 45, interviewed Anthony Moreno, 52, at his Marochas Bakery on April 2nd about his artwork that he does, because I guess this was a bakery and this guy was some type of an artist of some sort, but something happened. The two men were inside the bakery alone, and they were doing an Instagram live interview where they were both inside, but they were, for whatever reason, they were doing the interview on the bakery's Instagram live account.
How weird.
It was just strange. And Moreno texted his wife to say that he was heading home soon. No, he never went home. Tellez Moreno later walked to a nearby alley where the bakery owner allegedly stabbed the guy to death and then left. But then the suspect returned later with gasoline and set the guy on fire in the back alley.
Oh, Sopranos.
Now, that could be the worst job interview ever. You think?
That's a really, really bad one.
It's like he found a job interview on Grindr. No, don't you hear about people getting dismembered and stuff when they go on certain dating sites?
I don't know if I recall any dismembering stories from dating.
Every dating site has a couple of horror stories.
Yeah, they all do.
Oh, but you know what? I think you just stumbled upon something here. You need to start a new dating service called Dismember.
I'm swiping right on this guy.
Dismember. It's Roxanne's new dating site. Is that not a horror show?
That's awful.
You kill the guy you're interviewing for a job, and then you light his body on fire outside behind the business in an alley?
If you're a baker, you need to light the body on fire? I mean,
throw him in the oven.
You have the ovens.
All right. You want to hear something nuts?
Worse than that?
No, this is not worse than that.
All right.
You know who Molly Shannon is, right?
Yeah, of course we do.
Hey, Coop, give me a little superstar. Molly Shannon, superstar. What's her? Mary Catherine Gallagher. You know, we used to call Chloe Mary Catherine Gallagher when she was little.
That's nice.
Because Chloe was like a spaz. Chloe, she used to like throw her body around and she'd like just fall on stuff, knock stuff over. In fact, we had a refrigerator magnet of Mary Catherine Gallagher, the part played by Molly Shannon.
Right.
Remember, she's the one that went, superstar! And she was at the Catholic school with the little Catholic schoolgirl skirt. And remember, she would also say that when she gets nervous, she takes her fingers and she puts them under her armpits. And then she smells them like that.
Yeah, okay.
That's Molly Shannon, right?
Right.
Gary Coleman allegedly once chased Molly Shannon around a hotel and put his little hands up her shirt.
Wait.
What? Gary Coleman or Gary Oldman?
Gary Coleman. Gary, oh, as in
Arnold? What you talking about, Luke?
Yes. Little Arnold.
What you talking about, Luke?
Stuck his hands up Molly Shannon's shirt. I'm like, what the heck?
What's his problem?
Molly Shannon once spent an unfortunate evening fending off Gary Coleman after she said, these are his words, he stuck his little baby hands under my shirt.
All right.
What's under that shirt, Molly?
First of all, Molly Shannon would have been lucky to have had a night of intimacy with a talent like Gary Coleman.
Now the Come world on. Don't move to the beat of just one drum. Well, it might be right for you. It may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of
this is one of the greatest theme songs ever.
Is this when he was a security guard and jumped on the hood of someone's car?
Right. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes.
You know, that's a true story. Gary Coleman.
There's a video of it.
All like 3 foot nine or four. However, he was a security guard.
And he jumped on someone's car.
There was some issue, and Gary Coleman was trying to stop somebody. Was it a shoplifter? And Gary Coleman literally.
Stop. He's like, shut up, Gary.
Jumped on their hood and is holding on to like the windshield wipers.
Going back and forth.
In 1998, Coleman was charged with assault while working as a security guard. Right? Tracy Fields, a Los Angeles bus driver and fan of Coleman, approached him in a California mall and requested an autograph.
That's right.
And Coleman was shopping. He was wearing a bulletproof vest and he attacked the lady. He was 4 foot eight, by the way.
I'm sorry, four foot eight.
Oh, man, where's the video?
What you talking about, Luke?
All right, so it wasn't a shoplifter. He didn't jump on somebody's car.
No, there's a video of him jumping on someone's car.
Oh, that's right. There's another one. That's right. That might be something else. You're right. There is a video of him jumping on somebody's car.
He's in like a little white security outfit. He was a security guard.
Yeah, here's a still photo of it. Or Gary Coleman.
Yeah, that's right.
Gary Coleman jumps on car right. while working a security guard. Is this the footage?
That is.
All right.
That is. Hang on there.
Yeah, this show rules.
Something special's going down on Maximum Exposure.
What is this?
Outside a high school in Venice, California. Pamela Anderson's taping her TV show inside. There's a couple of paparazzi dudes in the car. They want to get some shots of Pam. But security guards don't let them. And one of the security guards is Gary Coleman.
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh. He's on the car! Doing?
I'm not. All right, that's awesome.
So he's
I'm not moving.
So Gary Coleman was protecting Pamela Anderson.
Right. So he's.
Oh my gosh.
He jumped on the hood of the paparazzi trying to get images of Pam Anderson.
Oh man, one of our finest Americans.
Like, how does Gary he go home? From Gary Coleman to security guard for Pamela Anderson?
I don't know. Hood. Oh my god! Can you imagine? You're on a hit NBC series for years, and then you dwindle to a 4 foot 8 security guard.
Are we talking about Gary Coleman or Molly Shannon?
You fall down the stairs after your wife pushed you.
Molly Shannon's been, she shows up in, I see her in TV shows, I see her in movies. Yeah. Molly Shannon, what was that freaky show with the psychopath woman? She was, I think, the mother of the psycho. What's that? The movie was out like 2 years ago.
I don't know.
Where they have the
I need more clues.
They have the bachelor party at the end, and she shows up and like murders them all.
Oh,
I missed that.
What, come on, what movie was that? All right, let me see. Hold on, just look at her IMDb.
Carrie?
It was. Hold on. 20. Keep. What's the? It's gonna drive me nuts. People
is
could
it,
probably.
Is it a TV show? You
no,
said,
no, no. It's a movie. No, it's a movie. Hang on a minute. I'm looking at
Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
No. Scroll up.
Promising Young Woman.
No. Go the other way. What was that? Stop. What was the name of that movie?
I know what you're talking about. What? Promising Young Woman.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. I saw that movie.
Yes.
Because of your recommendation.
Right. That Promising Young Woman.
Yes. She was in that. She was the
right.
mom.
Right. Molly Shannon was the mother in that movie.
That's
Promising
right.
Young Woman, where the girl was a total psychopath. She was a nut job. All right, Coop, do you have the Molly Shannon audio from Saturday Night Live before we move on? Do you have that?
Yeah, I didn't realize how many skits was like Mary Catherine Gallagher.
This was a mainstay skit for years on Saturday Night Live while she was on. Hit it.
So here's one. She's just freaking out.
You know, I do it so that I can buy him
diapers and cereal and maybe just send him to a nice school someday, you know?
Oh, was she doing... Hold on, which...
Yes, it doesn't quite hold up.
Was she, wait, was she dressed as Mary Catherine Gallagher? She was?
I don't think Coop... This is all before Coop was even...
I have no... Yeah, I only know about Molly Shannon.
No. He didn't pull the right... I don't think he pulled the right one. But anyway, just... That's okay. So Mary Catherine Gallagher, Molly Shannon, got apparently, like, chest molested by Gary Coleman.
I loved her as Sally O'Malley. That was my favorite.
I'm 50.
Yeah, was that the old lady? Kick.
She could have had a night of loving that she would never have forgotten.
Oh, guys. With Gary. Guys, moving along. I saw this last night, and guess who's getting divorced?
Well, you sound really sad about it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, because it's a long time, and you hate to hear.
You want to see these couples stay together.
Well, you hate to hear people that are apparently soulmates that have been together, in this case, for nearly 30 years.
Don't say Kurt and Goldie.
No.
Oh, God. They aren't married, by the way.
I think you're right. A celebrity couple getting divorced after nearly 30 years. You don't know who I'm talking. All right, let me give you a musical Daily Double clue. Are you ready?
Yes.
This couple getting divorced. That's your audio Daily Double clue.
I'm going to need to hear it again.
But that was a nanosecond, dude. What is this?
It was.
What a rip.
All right, here we go. You ready? One more time.
All right, this suddenly turned into...
Oh, I know that song.
What is it?
That's Achy Breaky Heart.
How the hell did... How did you know that?
I think you're really good at that. Hearing a note. I did last week.
Dude, that's like the best hurdle score ever.
Yeah, you should play that sound.
Because it goes... Yeah. It begins like that. Why? Right, what happened?
Dude, that's incredible. All I played was this.
Froggy, you got it, man. That's amazing.
Oh my god, I'm so good. That it was achy. Wow.
Yeah.
That Froggy.
I love Billy Ray.
I am totally impressed. Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus is getting divorced from his wife after 28 years.
Isn't his wife name like Tish?
No, it's Lurleen. It is Tish.
Tish, yeah.
But listen, it's Miley Cyrus's mom and dad. Miley Cyrus's mom and dad getting divorced after over 28 years.
How you go so long?
Froggy, I'm more impressed with that than my stupid little story here.
I'm pretty impressed with it myself.
My anger breaking heart. Did he perform this on the Country Music Awards last night? Which I heard that it was awful. I heard it was.
He was on it, wasn't he?
I have no idea, but I heard that the Country Music Awards were on last night, and it was just absolutely awful.
Like
a total disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I feel really, really bad for Miley Cyrus that her parents are getting divorced.
Miley Cyrus is 37.
Sometimes it's more traumatic when you're an adult because you've like settled into your life, and then you're like, what?
I don't want it to be tough on the kids.
This is the song he sang when he gave Tish the divorce papers. Don't pay him a heart.
It's not right.
And oddly, he also wooed her with that song.
Guys, before we move on, and before we do 8-Bit Hit, we're going to do 8-Bit Hit in just a matter of moments. I got a lightning round a couple of things. I saw a Subway commercial yesterday, and my God, did they drop the ball. You know, Subway subs,
sandwiches. Yeah.
You know that they're in the midst of this massive rebranding, right? Because store sales had plummeted. You had Subway locations that were shutting down, going out of business. Subway hit a rough patch. Subway was on fire for years, but then all the competition came in. Subway was still kind of doing the same old dull stuff. And
Jared kind of.
Jared really tanked Subway for me.
Then Jared molested some kids had all kinds of kiddie porn on his computer. No.
It's hired the worst national spokesman in the history of stores.
Well, and listen, that's a nightmare. When you put like your whole brand behind a guy that turns out to be like a child molester and a total pedophile pervert that has kiddie porn all over computers, that's really bad luck. All right, no, but they still I think did okay after the whole Jared debacle, but Subway started going downhill because you have Jimmy John's, you got Firehouse Subs, you have all these other places. What is the other name that Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's is a big one.
You have all these competitive locations, and Subway just wasn't kind of keeping up with the times. So Subway has been in the middle of this rebranding. Remember, they had Tom Brady in the commercial. They have all of these celebrities in the commercials.
Steph Curry, the biggest guy in the NBA.
Right. He's
in the commercials.
But they're juicing up their sandwiches. They're coming out with, you know, better, more exciting looking sandwiches. So Subway is in the middle of this like it's got to be $100 million campaign to kind of revitalize, reboost the brand. I saw one of the new commercials yesterday and I'm like, wait a second. All right, here's the audio from the commercial, and tell me the flipping ball that they dropped here. Tell me what they missed. Listen to this brand new Subway commercial.
Refresh Italiano.
Subway now has Italian-style capicola on the new Supreme Meats and Mozza Meat, just like my Nona makes when she cooks.
I don't cook.
Wait, what?
It's a good thing he's so handsome.
Subway keep refreshing and
So there you go.
Oh my God, they missed out on that.
Yeah, they missed out.
All right, what did they miss out on, Roxanne?
Let's say it at the same time. One, two, three, gabagool.
Gabagool, hey.
They missed out on the gabagool. You guys are correct. What are they thinking?
They got to have a big Italian guy looking like Fester in there like, hey, where's the gabagool? I mean, gabagool guy.
No, you hire Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah, hire Paulie Walnuts.
Come on, he's
still alive?
He's available.
He's not doing anything.
Well, you hire Christopher.
Christopher.
You know, obviously you can't hire James Gandolfini because
Bobby Bacala and Christopher do a podcast. You can hire them.
Exactly.
You get them to come in.
Now, that was Jimmy Garoppolo on the commercial.
Is that who it is?
He's a
quarterback.
He's quarterback for the 49ers. Right.
So you got Jimmy Garoppolo. I knew he looked familiar.
How do you not have Bobby Bacala walk through the door? Where's the gabagool?
All right, here's the issue. Folks, let me play it again in case you missed it. Let me fill you in. Let me bring you in on what the problem is here. New Subway commercial. Oh, hang on a sec. I hit the wrong button.
That's nice.
That's something else later on. All right. Once again, here's the Subway commercial.
Refresh Italiano.
Subway now has Italian-style capicola.
Right there. Subway now has Italian-style capicola. Capicola, it's an Italian cold cut, but it is affectionately known as the gabagool. How do they not work gabagool or Sopranos actors that are available to be in that commercial?
Gabagool over here.
Why are you running a commercial talking about capicola, which is the real name of the gabagool? What are they thinking? Come on.
Con, where's the gabagool?
The gabagool.
Gabriella sends me down here for the gabagool.
The gabagool.
Don't eat gabagool, Grandma. It's nothing but fat and nitrates.
Gabagool.
Over here.
Forward ham, salami, gabagool.
Taking the gabagool and shit out of the fridge.
Let's get back to that gabagool.
Gabagool.
All this from a slice of gabagool. The gabagool. The gabagool.
From a slice of gabagool.
I am so disappointed in Subway that they have a commercial on and they're just talking about the capicola instead of calling it the gabagool.
Yeah.
Subway now has the gabagool.
My favorite is Sill. Gabagool over here.
Hey, guys, we have an update. All right, we're going to get to the 8-bit hit
in
minutes.
Oh, my God, Hal is so pissed.
Yeah. Hal Herman and Froggy and the 8-bit hit. In just a bit.
Outrageous.
And is Hal going to make it here? Because wasn't he at a strip club earlier?
Yeah, he's in the parking lot.
Oh, and you know, I'm running late on Stallophobia. I'm running really late on Stallophobia. You know, we should probably do Stallophobia first. Do you know what Stallophobia is?
When you stall 8-bit hit, install it.
You're afraid of getting to the good part.
I want
to
ask Roxanne, do you know what Stallophobia is?
When you are afraid of procrastination. That's my guess.
No.
Fear of procrastination.
Yeah, this.
Fear of stalling.
No, that is incorrect. Roxanne, you're the one who...
I actually have it. I just realized.
You prompted. Did you just curse? Did you just curse?
No, I said shoot.
Mumbled profanity to herself. We all heard it.
I think you just...
No, I didn't. I promise you I didn't. I know a shoot.
Yeah.
Yes, I said shoot.
You know a shoot, and we know the other one, and that's exactly what you said.
No, I would never do that.
You have stallophobia.
I do.
I overheard you talking about stallophobia.
Yeah, I have it.
See, I make
just
notes.
Figured it out.
What
when,
is it?
I make notes. When I hear things happen among the crew, I make notes.
I did it today.
Is it to do with a stall in a bathroom?
Yes. Hold on. Roxanne has stallophobia. Again, folks, I apologize. I was supposed to do this a while ago, but I stalled.
Huh?
Roxanne, this will take 1 minute. Roxanne has stallophobia. This is crazy. This is creepy.
You're creepy.
I'm creepy?
Good one.
Wait, nice comeback.
Oh, don't you love folks that do that? They just throw it, whatever you say to them, they throw it right back at you.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, that's exactly. All right, Roxanne, why don't you explain to everyone what stallophobia is?
I don't do it in a creepy way to people. It's only if no one's around. But so I had the opportunity to do it here where we work because there aren't a lot of women here in the morning. So when I use the public restroom, I leave the stall open because I feel very claustrophobic with it shut.
Ew!
Wait. But nobody ever walks in, and no one's ever busted me.
Last week, I overheard you on the phone. Who were you talking to? I overheard you talking about, and I had the stall open. And overheard this. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I feel closed in when the door is shut. So I take advantage of it, and I just leave the door open.
What happens if, let's say, you're at Ray J, and you're at a game or something, or you're at Monster Truck Jam. What do you?
I hold it.
Oh, you don't go.
I hold it. Yes.
So, wait a minute.
And then I pee my pants if I laugh too hard.
Hold on. If you can't go in a public bathroom stall and have the door open, you don't go.
No. What I usually do, and I'm not proud of this, but I try to make sure there's no one else who legitimately needs it. But I will go in the larger stall. I'm totally fine in the bigger stall.
Oh, like the handicap stall.
Yes. Oh, that's good. So take it from a guy just a torso who needs to go.
That's what I'm saying. I don't do it if someone else needs it.
You know what the trick is? The trick is if you're in a public place, like if you're in a stadium or if you're in an airport, the trick is if you got to go, you go to the family bathroom.
So families can't really use them. Thank you.
Nobody else thinks of that.
You go to the family bathroom. Right. You got the whole damn room to yourself.
And your own sink.
You got the whole damn thing going on in there. So you're afraid to close a stall?
It's just uncomfortable.
How about at home? Do you go with the door open? Does Doug walk by and he's like, I'll go.
Close the door.
If you're having like a dinner party, just go don't go in front of all your guests.
Light a match.
You don't close the door?
Excuse me, everybody. I'll be right back. Enjoy your beef.
I just dumped that
Thank
froggy.
You. Thank you.
I just dumped that.
That was the funniest thing of the day.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah,
If you're on the stream, you heard.
What's wrong with you?
Good sound effect.
Yeah, MJTV and stream listeners, they heard it because that doesn't dump. It dumps over the FM 104.7.
That's right.
All right, are we ready to play the game, folks? Are we ready?
Hal's kind of upset. Let me.
Yeah, why is Hal upset?
Oh, because he.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for 8-Bit Hit. This is where we take cheesy, Atari sounding 1982 computer music, and it plays your favorite songs. And you got to tell us what song it is. It's 8-Bit Hit. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Frog. I'm sorry. Here's Hal Herman. Hello. Hal.
All right, Frog. Hey, why don't you make me wait a little bit long?
All right, Froggy's walking in. I'm sorry, Hal.
You know it's been a long night for Hal.
Hal Herman, what kind of liquor is that you're drinking?
I don't know.
What is that?
This is Gibson's Finest Canadian Whiskey.
Gibson's Finest Canadian. So.
That's right.
Drinking a bottle of whiskey right now.
It has been a long night for Mr. Herman.
Right.
I went to Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
And I had a lot of dances.
That was Deja Vu on what road is that on?
That's on Dollar Baby.
Adamo. He had a driver.
Who wants to take a swig of this?
So you were at Deja Vu on Adamo Drive all night. Is that what you were?
That's right. It's been a long night for Hal. Thanks for putting me off. I mean, I got no time to do my 8-bit hit. You're going to commercials in 10 minutes. No. This is a bunch of bull.
No, we got plenty of time. We got 15 minutes.
Yeah, we've got 15 minutes. You better load up those lines now because I got so many hits.
We've got 16 minutes to play 8-bit hit. Folks, let's go. Fire up the phones.
16 minutes. What a crock.
800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Let's go. Load up the lines. You can be a contestant right now on 8-bit hit. You just got to identify the hit song that is being played as chintzy 1980s Atari 8-bit computer music.
It's the easiest game show in the world.
All right, 800-990-1047.
Roxanne, are you drinking my alcohol? I just saw Roxanne pour a nip. Well,
Roxanne just gave herself a nice pour of the Gibson.
You just gave herself a nip. I saw it.
Yeah, Roxanne just gave herself a nice pour. Did you put that in your coffee?
I put it in my coffee.
That a way to get the morning going, baby. You know what?
All right, the phones are ripping right now.
My kind of lady.
All right, Coop is screening the calls. Get me the first contestant ready to roll for 8-bit hit. We'll play the song, and you have to identify what it is in 8-bit, awful, chintzy 1980s computer music fashion.
Yeah.
And we have caller number one, contestant one, ready to roll.
Let me just say this. It's a mixed bag of nuts today. There's no real genre.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking down the list
here.
All
over the place.
Oh, the music is all... There's no, like, it's all 80s. It's not
a mixed bag of nuts.
It's not like hip-hop.
MJ, please call it what it is, a mixed bag of nuts.
Please call it a mixed bag of nuts.
It's a mixed bag of nuts.
There you go.
Let's grab Mark in Odessa. Hey, Mark, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. First contestant for 8-bit hit.
Good morning, man.
Mark, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Mark, good luck.
Name this 8-bit hit. Let's go.
Hey,
Mark.
Mark, how do you not know this?
Yeah. Mark, come on. What song is that, Mark?
It's about to rock, Mark. Yeah.
Mark?
I mean, it's a pretty popular band.
Is this the quintessential heavy metal song?
Mark.
You gotta let it keep going. No,
Mark, come on. If you don't know it by now, Mark, you don't know it, do you?
I know it. I just can't think of it.
If you know it, Mark, and can't think of it, then you don't know it.
You don't know it. That opens
up. My goodness, I thought that was going to be too easy.
Opens up a line, 800-990-1047. Let's see if Paul in St. Pete knows that 8-bit hit. Hey, Paul, welcome.
Paul's gone.
Paul just hung up.
He didn't know it either.
I have a clue.
Paul. Wow. Paul ditched us because he didn't know it either.
We can't have a clue. It's the first one.
Think baseball. Go ahead.
Adam. Adam is in Spring Hill.
Hi, Adam.
All right. Adam in Spring Hill, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys finally.
It is great to talk to you, Adam. Come on, dude. Help us out here. What is this 8-bit hit? Listen. Adam, do you know
Come
it?
Come on, Adam. You're joking.
I believe it is Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls. Wrong title.
I correct yourself quickly.
Come on, buddy.
Master of Puppets?
No.
Just roll through Metallica.
I just hung up on Adam. Adam, thanks for getting in, Adam. Try again.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Michelle. Michelle's in Spring Hill. Michelle, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Michelle, do you know the song that two have already missed and one guy hung up on? All right, here it is. Listen. Hold on. Michelle, what is that?
If it's Metallica, I have no idea. I'm not a heavy metal girl.
Mariano Rivera?
What's happening?
Oh,
absolutely ridiculous,
Michelle.
This is what happens when you play baseball, but she doesn't know.
Michelle, thank you for trying.
What does this have to do with baseball?
Yeah, all right.
Roxanne, your hits sucketh.
but this song rocks.
Anytime Roxanne can bring a baseball because of her infatuation with baseball players.
Okay.
Into anything she does.
It's the most obvious clue and reference ever.
My goodness, you people stink on ice.
Hal, don't insult our listeners.
Wait a minute, how do you not know this?
Listen, Hal, I'm going to take a guess, MJ.
Hold on.
What the heck is this creep saying?
Sean?
Sean and Land the Lakes. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Sean, I think you were mumbling something. Are you talking to somebody else?
No, I'm talking to myself.
Okay, that's even creepier.
I'm sorry.
Sean.
Whoa.
Did you just say bleh?
He did. He went bleh. Sean, what is this 8-bit hit? Come on, help bail us out here.
Often Never Ever Land.
What's the name of the song?
What's the name?
I feel so stupid because I know those are the lyrics. I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
Oh my God! Why'd you play this one first?
Yes, this is the one song edition of 8-Bit Hit.
What are we doing here?
Enter Sandman.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Finally.
Let's go.
Finally. Enter
Sandman. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I almost want to give him another one, MJ.
Thank you, Sean. And man, I thought we were going to chew up all the time allotted for this.
Man, I hate that song now.
Obvious clue.
Oh, my God.
I'm exhausted.
That was a tough one. All right, let's go. Let's grab Anthony. By the way, that opened up a line. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you want to play 8-Bit Hit, we're going to move on. We've got Max in Brandon. Hello, Max. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, how you doing, MJ?
We are doing
What's up,
well.
Max?
All right, Max.
Yes, sir.
Name this 8-bit hit. Oh, this is awful.
Yeah, but you know what it is.
Max, what is that song?
It's Hey Mickey.
There you go. Oh, man. That was awesome.
Yes, it was. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
We got ourselves a little barbershop quartet.
What was that, Max?
You guys have a good morning.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too, Max. Appreciate it.
What's up with all the dudes saying they love us?
Oh, we have a 10-year-old kid.
What?
Massimo is 10 years old.
Massimo knows about Gabagool.
Massimo is 10 years old on the line in St. Pete. Massimo!
Hi.
Dude, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you.
I should have given this kid Enter Sandman by Metallica.
What's up, Massimo?
All right, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Right, I got to find a good one.
Born yesterday. Yeah, what is he going to know?
For a 10-year-old kid, I got to play a good one.
Do we have any nursery rhymes?
No. I've got
10 children needs.
Massimo, name this 8-bit hit.
The USA by Miley Cyrus.
Wow!
Oh, wow! Massimo! Oh,
yes! That's the youngest winner ever, 8-bit hit!
All right.
And her dad's getting divorced.
Massimo, that is fantastic. Thank
Massimo,
you.
Massimo, wow!
Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus is correct. And
wait a minute, did somebody give you that answer?
Massimo, did you talk to your parents or something?
No, it's all him, and he's going to be late for school.
Massimo.
He's got to run.
Turn into a man right in front of our eyes.
Massimo, don't get a demerit. Don't get a tardy. Hurry up. Go to class, Massimo.
Bye.
Run, Massimo. Run.
Sounds like the parents.
I love your brain.
Hey, Dad, thanks for letting Massimo play.
Thank you. We listen to you guys every morning.
All right, thanks. He just got out of the car in car line?
He just ran to school, yes.
What time was he supposed to be there?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Like
I love it.
Tell him he had to play 8-bit.
I'm not sure if this guy's the best or worst parent. No,
he's the best daddy in the world.
Yeah, let him call into the radio show and I don't care about school. Whatever.
It was all him. It was all, I believe, Dad.
Yeah.
I wonder if he heard earlier that Miley Cyrus' parents are getting divorced now, too.
That was the perfect song for a 10-year-old.
Exactly. All right, let's go back to phones. How about Zori? I love that name. Zori in Newport Richie. Hey, Zori, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hello. There's no way I can beat that kid.
There's no way.
Oh, come on, Zori.
That kid was phenomenal. All right, you ready?
Absolutely.
Name this 8-bit hit. What is this?
Jace, blow my eardrums out.
Zori?
So good. Yes.
Zori, what is it?
Oh, Zori, are you there? Hello? No.
I don't know it.
Zori, you don't know?
No.
Oh, you don't even recognize it?
No. Oh, boy. All right. Zori.
What a loser Zori is.
Don't yell.
I mean, not shy, Zori.
Don't disparage Zori. The callers.
Zori, it's been a long night for me.
Zori. Zori, thanks for playing.
I thought you were going to play some more Metallica. Sorry.
You're a Metallica girl, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Zori. Let's grab Matt in Lutz. Matt.
Hey, Matt, what are you doing, laying in front of a house?
What's going on?
Hey, Matt. All right.
That's funny. I get it.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, we get it.
Just a doormat.
Right, yeah. No arms, no legs. His name is Matt. Yeah, I got it. In front of the house. All right. So, Matt, name this 8-bit hit.
It's Hello by Adele.
Yes! Oh, Matt. Wonderful job. Look at that.
It is Hello by Adele. Good job, buddy. Thanks for playing. Opens up a line.
My goodness.
800-990-1047. Just opened up a line. All right, Froggy, we still have like 5 minutes left here.
Froggy's not in here.
Right,
so,
I'm sorry, Hal.
My name's Hal.
Hal. All right, let's grab Paul in St. Pete. Paul, 8-bit hit time. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you. I got disconnected before. I'm the guy that you thought hung up on.
Oh, that's right. Your second caller in.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you got back in. Good for you. All right, smarty pants. All right, here we go. who can yuck it up better, Hal or you?
Right. Paul. Now you, Paul. Okay, I guess you'll get the game.
Paul, go ahead.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Just go.
Paul, name this 8-bit hit. Here we go.
Blinded by the light.
Wow!
Yeah, look at that.
That's exactly like the normal song. It sounds identical.
Yeah.
Hey, Hal.
Wake up like a douche in the morning and the night.
No, that's not the lyric.
That's how it goes.
That's
well,
it.
That's the lyric.
That's it.
That's not.
It's wake up like a douche in the morning and the night.
I thought it was running like a douche.
No,
is it running?
It's
running douche. Like a douche.
No, it's douche.
Guys,
douche. It's deuce.
No.
It's deuce.
Paul, what do you think?
Deuce as in Deuce Coupe.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I'm pretty sure it's waking up like a douche.
It's not. It's Deuce. Hey,
okay,
Paul,
all right.
Paul,
Paul,
thanks for the call.
Thanks, Paul.
Let's grab Debbie in St. Pete. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hi.
Debbie, are you in a quiet room right now?
Yes.
What? Oh, are you in a funeral home? Why are you whispering?
Is it open casket? Tell Grandma I said I'm innocent.
Okay. What's up, Debbie?
Hi, Debbie. Are you ready to play Name That 8-Bit Hit?
Yes.
Debbie, name this song. Well, that gives it away. Debbie, hold on, what do you think it is?
Drop the bomb on me.
Yeah!
You dropped the bomb on
you
me.
You got the right bomb. Answer on us.
Drop the bomb on me, the Gap Band. Good job, Debbie. Thanks.
These people are getting too good at this guy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, fancy it up a little bit.
I think this is the last edition of this thing.
I think the 8-bit hit is 8-bit day it after this.
We have a 12-year-old now.
What's going on?
All right. I've got Andrew in Clearwater is 12 years old. It's fantastic. Andrew, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hello.
Are you late for school as well?
No, I just had a dentist appointment.
Oh, okay. Did he get drilled?
No, maybe.
All right.
Okay.
Do they knock you out with laughing gas or what?
He's going to the appointment. He's not at the appointment. He hasn't been already.
Oh, you're going to the appointment now.
No, I just went to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
Yeah, Fester, you know all the facts.
Well, the kid doesn't even know if he got drilled or not. 12-year-old.
All right, we only have a couple more to go.
Probably doesn't even floss.
I need you to tell me, what is this 8-bit hit? Here it is, Mr. 12-year-old. What is that?
Blondie, Call Me.
Oh, my
what?
God.
How do you know that song?
Oh my. How'd you
what are you, some progeria field kid that's actually 65 years old?
How'd you know that?
When I was little, I went to a Blondie concert.
What the hell?
When you were little,
you're 12 now.
When you were a fetus in your mom's womb?
Probably.
This is the weirdest kid I've ever met.
Betty, you really went to a Blondie concert?
When I was two.
When you were two?
And you remember it? What a memory.
It is Benjamin Button on the line.
My goodness. This kid's amazing.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Fantastic.
I was for sure he wasn't going to get that.
That was incredible. Hey, Andrew, have a fantastic day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, geez.
One more.
Unbelievable.
The absolute last one. Are we ready to play the last one?
Who's going
to
be the final contestant? Right,
let's grab Lisa in St. Pete. Lisa, you are on the MJ Morning Show. You might be the final contestant if you know it. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
What is this 8-bit hit in chintzy Atari 2600 1980s computer music? Here we go.
Jessie's Girl.
Wow!
Fantastic. Yes.
Unbelievable.
That is it. You got
not
it.
Really. That was really easy.
Okay,
one.
They're getting easy.
Yeah.
We need to play them backwards, but in 8-bit.
Oh, it's funny you say that.
Oh, so we mix up, back that song
back
up,
that and 8-bit
hit?
Yeah.
That would be something. I don't know.
I don't know. Hey,
that might be too tough.
Congratulations. You got it. Good job.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Did you reverse any of these?
No, I thought it would be too hard.
Oh, yeah, I think it would be too hard. But, folks, guess what? That concludes this edition
That's
of
it?
8-Bit Hit.
What?
Well, more Hal.
But I want to stay.
Well, you can't. We got to take a break.
Can Hal sit in with us the rest of the show?
Screw this.
Oh, no, never mind.
Screw this.
Hal's leaving.
I quit.
He just threw a trash can across the studio.
He's an angry drunk.
As well as he threw his chair across the studio.
He's got issues.
My God.
He's got real issues.
Got some anger management problems going on there. Ladies and gentlemen, another edition of 8-Bit Hit here on the MJ Morning Show. Man, look what time it is. Well, we still have an hour to go, but man, the time has absolutely flown today. All right, when we get back, remember the Soho Karen with the cell phone accusation?
Yeah.
We have a total follow-up on this. Whoa. Soho Karen accusing a black guy of stealing her cell phone. This is, was she Hispanic? Well, was she Hispanic or white? I can't remember. We have a total follow-up, and if you don't remember the audio, we have it. That and a whole lot more coming up next. Don't miss it on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, it is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is rolling up on 9:03. Running a little late today. How did we get... You know what? Hal Herman and his silly little game show pushed us late today.
That's the last you're ever going to see him because he just ran out of here pissed, saying he quit.
Dude, can you clean up the freaking studio?
What did he do this time?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hal!
Yeah, why don't you clean that up?
He's got a real issue.
All right, we have an update on the Soho Karen. Do you remember the woman that berated and actually physically grabbed a teenage black kid at a hotel in Manhattan in Soho. Do you remember? This was December of 2020. We talked about this at the time. I can't believe that it's already been that long ago.
Is this the maiden Karen? Like the number one Karen?
No, this isn't the maiden voyage of Karen.
She, is her name really Karen?
No. She was called the Soho Karen. Her real name was Maya Ponsetto. And this woman was just an explosive rage machine. And she got the Soho Karen name after she falsely accused a black teenager of ripping off her cell phone inside of a Manhattan hotel. Well, this week she pleaded guilty. Yesterday, Monday, in Manhattan, in court, she pleaded guilty to a hate crime. This is all part of a plea deal that will allow her to avoid going to prison. Ponsetto, 23 years old. She has pleaded guilty to one count of felony unlawful imprisonment as a hate crime because she attacked this 15-year-old kid named Keon Harrell Jr., accused him of stealing her cell phone at the Arlo Soho Hotel back in December of 2020. And as part of this deal that she agreed to with New York City prosecutors, the woman from California will replead to aggravated harassment, which is a misdemeanor, if she continues counseling and avoids any interaction with the criminal justice system for a matter of 2 years. So after 2 years, she can get in all kinds of legal trouble, but she's got to stay out of legal trouble for 2 years.
It's going to be a hard 2 years.
That's tough. 2 years of no legal issues?
Yeah. According to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, the judge in this case was Laura Ward, and the judge said, "You have been given a tremendous opportunity. Turn this lousy situation into a good situation so you will never find yourself here again."
Boom, boom. Yeah, you definitely need like, or like the
People's Court music or something.
Or the CSI.
Or something. Yeah, so the judge lectured her.
So she's had two DUIs, arrested for being drunk, and then this Karen incident, this hate crime.
But I tell you what, she looked really good in that tight outfit she was wearing in court yesterday, I'll tell you that.
What? She's hot?
She's pretty attractive.
Let me be the judge of that.
Come on over, Froggy. Here she is in court yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what I'd wear to court.
Hello. Half her face is missing, though. I can't see what's going on. What if she'd pull down that mask and she's like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Tell you what, she's a hot hate crime monster.
Yeah.
She is.
Oh, you guys, I was looking at the cop. Oh, okay, no, you're looking at her.
Yes.
The cop's hot.
Now, she's wearing like these tight pants. And she's got a
crop top.
A crop top with long sleeves.
I'd have to see her feet.
But she's showing the veg.
What?
Jeez, what?
Excuse me? No, cleavage.
Oh,
she's the veg. No, nobody says that.
The cleavage.
Nobody's ever said it like that.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, did I?
No, when you say people think of something else.
Is that problematic?
Listen. It's just not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Babe, you're showing way too much veg tonight.
She's showing the cleavage.
Gosh, please put that veg away, will you? Please, cover up, will you?
I know, but her shirt is low cut, and she's showing. I don't think that's an appropriate top to wear.
Oh, but yes, of course it is.
I don't know. You know what? I think she's playing up for the camera. She's hoping to score some kind of gig out of this thing.
Put her in a nun habit, MJ. Okay?
Too hot for prison.
Yeah, if she fails to comply with the terms of the agreement, this Ponsetto could face up to 4 years in prison. She falsely accused this black 15-year-old teenager of ripping off her phone. It was completely a false accusation. The judge also warned Ponsetto, have no contact with Harrell Jr., which I don't think that she's going to, FaceTime him or,
they're BFFs now.
Yeah. No contact with the kid or his father, who is a jazz trumpeter by the name of Keon Harrell.
What? A jazz trumpeter?
He is.
Exactly. Oh, Dad, come on.
In fact, you want to know something? I believe that he was the trumpeter on this. It's a good, good morning. That's the father.
That's still him. Getting the rights.
He did the trumpeting on that old, Q-Zoo bastardized MJ Morning Show jingle. It's a good, good morning.
MJ Morning Show.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, that last part, though. I actually had him come into the studio and re-record it when I had to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's a lie.
Yeah, by the way, her defense attorney is Paul D'Amelia, and he said his client, who stayed silent outside the courtroom, was relieved to put the fiasco behind her. We obviously are happy and relieved the ordeal is over for both Mr. Harold and Ms. Ponsetto. It was an unfortunate incident on that night, and hopefully it won't be repeated. Yeah, she's been in therapy since the Soho attack and a number of other cases that she's wrapped up in, I guess, because of alcohol problems. She's been involved in other cases.
Yeah, life has not been easy. No. Because of her own doing. She's a drunk. Yeah. She has multiple DUIs. Yeah, now she has this on her record.
Yeah, well, hopefully this young woman will get her life on track. Because what, she's 23 years old?
Yeah, she's got time to turn it around.
Yeah, this is no way to go through life. Why don't you fix yourself up?
She looks pretty good. Yeah,
check yourself. But she's looking really nice. Up. Yeah, she looks, she's in pretty good shape. I think she's been working out during this whole ordeal.
That push-up bra makes her vag look good?
Her cleavage.
So terrible. It sounds awful. See how it doesn't...
Yeah. And what was the deal? Wasn't like the cell phone was in her purse or something?
Uber driver.
Oh, that's right. She left her phone in an Uber. And the Uber driver ended up tracking her down and returning her phone. And she accused the black kid of stealing her cell phone when this bonehead left it in the backseat of an Uber. That's right.
I think in the long form video that was taken, the Uber driver walks in at like the end of the video. He's like, "Here's your phone, ma'am." And she's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Oh, never mind. Anyway, here's the audio. This is the actual audio from the original Soho cell phone incident with little Harold Jr. here. Listen.
This is my phone.
Show me. No.
You don't have to explain nothing to her.
Take the case off. That's mine. You literally can get it back.
Are you kidding me? You feel like there's only one iPhone made in the world?
No. Okay, then show me the.
No,
show me
you get a life.
Over there. No, what's on your background?
You better go use find my iPhone. Go do that.
Find my iPhone is off. On that. Right
no, you can't. No.
I'm the manager of the hotel.
I don't care.
He will this right now. Son.
So what she's trying to do, she wants the kid to show her his iPhone. She thinks that the iPhone that the 15-year-old kid has is hers. This bonehead, she left her iPhone in the back of the Uber. And you hear what the father said? What do you think? You've got the only iPhone in the world?
No, mine's the only iPhone in the world. Yeah. This is the only one they made.
Hey, did you see me just come downstairs out of the elevator?
I'm trying to help, man.
No, but you're not helping.
I am.
What you've been is disrespectful.
No, I'm trying to settle the situation.
And that was a hotel employee that was trying to jump in to, like, navigate this problem.
My son has nothing to do with her.
No.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the lobby.
Then show me the proof. No, he's not leaving. Show me the proof.
You better get on. Let's go, kid.
And, like, she's grabbing the guy. He's not leaving. She's like physically attacking, assaulting the kid, thinking that he has her cell phone when it's in the back of an Uber.
I'm sorry.
Hey, get on. We have what you see? Away. You see two black people?
No, I'm not letting him walk away with my phone.
Wait. You better get on.
No, please get my phone back.
And then you can hear he says, "What, you see two black people? So what? The iPhone they're holding must be yours."
She's in a mental case.
Yeah, the two black guys stole your phone. Anyway, that was the actual incident, and now there appears to be a resolution. She needs to stay out of trouble, but she's avoided jail. She was hit with a hate crime because she physically put her hands on this guy, and it was an ugly situation. But looks like we have reached a conclusion there. Roxanne, are you up for a reenactment?
Let me have another sip of my whiskey and
MJ. No, that's no joke. I mean, Hal Harmon brought in a bottle of
that was a new bottle too that I just grabbed off of Fester's desk.
Look how much of this is missing, MJ. She took a healthy shot of this.
Good for you. Listen,
you got to drive home in like a half an hour.
You've been drinking. You've been sipping on the whiskey during
just
the
sipping.
You've been sipping on Grandpa's old cough syrup there.
All right, are you up for reenactment?
Give me a clue. What is it about? No, I suppose so. Yeah, I guess so.
Let's just say yes. You're up for a reenactment.
Does it involve screaming?
Well, remember the last reenactment that you guys did, I believe, was you played Gisele Bündchen.
Oh, that's right.
And Froggy was the beached marine animal.
No, Fester no, was.
I mean, what did I say?
Why don't you take a look around the room?
Oh, I did I say Froggy?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Fester was the beached marine mammal.
I was the director.
No, hold on. Is a turtle a mammal?
In our version, I was a mammal.
That's right. Fester was a manatee. Fester was a beach manatee. We recreated Gisele Bündchen finding that turtle on the beach and then rescuing it, untangling the fishing net that was entwined in the flippers and the arms of the little turtle. And we reenacted that. And, of course, Roxanne, you played the part of Gisele Bündchen.
Yes, I'm so down for reenactment. Yeah. What is it?
Currently sitting at a internet trending 750 views.
What's up with that? Are they not pushing out my video?
That's
maybe,
it.
Maybe someone finds it. Like,
you know, we go through all that work. We put out a great video. And it gets seven.
We only have 750 views.
We have more views on 2 minutes of MJ.
You know, you can make a great video, but if you don't put it out there.
Did we go on vacation? Did we go on Christmas vacation
next week?
Oh, no, we went on Christmas vacation, I think, that day.
Yeah, that was the last day that we,
I'm not doing any more
videos.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't think we had enough time. All right, Coop, you got to put the reenactment.
I mean, it deserves so much more love.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you got to put this back up. Not enough people saw this.
That's not even fair.
Yeah. Put the reenactment back up at mjmorningshow.com.
By the way, I have a correction. Turtles are reptiles, not amphibians.
Oh, reptile.
Who said amphibians?
I said amphibians.
Okay. You're close.
It was my ignorance.
Right, they're not mammals.
Turtles are reptiles. Thank you. I'm glad we corrected that.
Yeah, that's a big one.
What's the new reenactment?
All right, Coop, get the manatee and the Gisele Bündchen reenactment. Get that up at mjmorningshow.com because we got to get at least over 1,000 views on this thing. 750 is pathetic.
Gosh, it's not even worth doing for that.
That is awful. No, you know what? We went on vacation and we didn't promote
any
further. All right.
Pisses me off.
We'll get that up at mjmorningshow.com. So when you get a chance, visit mjmorningshow.com later on. If you didn't see it, see the amazing reenactment on Clearwater Beach and see Fester as the manatee and Roxanne as Gisele Bündchen finding this animal in distress and then getting it back into the water and saving its life.
Beautiful video.
It really is a beautiful, dramatic, heart-filled, heartwarming video.
It's got all the ups and downs of life. It just takes you on a roller coaster.
Yeah. It's like the circle of life.
Yeah.
You know, we should have played that music underneath of it. Circle of life. All right. So we'll have it up in moments at mjmorningshow.com. mjmorningshow.com. The new reenactment, and you've agreed to it.
Not in blood.
All right, cut your finger.
All right, here's the story that I want to reenact.
Okay.
Florida woman arrested for putting boy in laundry dryer.
I'm in.
Which kid will you put them both in there?
My kids. I thought Froggy or Fester.
No, you're putting your kids in the laundry dryer.
What kind of a washer are you going to put Fester in?
Yeah, seriously, it's like one of those big industrial hotel type washer and dryers.
It would have to be one of those companies that that does like the tablecloths and napkins for every restaurant in the area with those giant dryers. Breaking Bad.
Yes.
In the Gus Fring's laundry operation was the front, and remember underneath the laundry machine, the laundry machine tilted up, and that exposed the stairway to get down into the meth lab down below. Remember, it was the laundry. It was the laundry operation that Gus Fring had going on in Breaking Bad. All right, here's the deal. Florida woman has been arrested. Happened over the weekend. She stuffed a 4-year-old boy inside a laundry dryer and then turned it on. Amber Chapman, of course her name is Amber, was busted on child abuse charges. The boy told investigators that Miss Chapman put him inside a machine with some towels and that he went around and around. This is terrible.
Jeez.
The tot was initially taken to an emergency room with bruising around his eyes, ears, shoulders, and lower back. The child told the Lake County Sheriff's Office that Chapman of Eustace, a nice, quaint, lovely little town, opened the door at one point in the cycle and then closed it again to resume the tumbling. You want to know why? She forgot the bounce dryer sheet, so toss that in there. Now, this is actually terrible. A medical report on the case stated that doctors found his injuries to be consistent with the boy's statements that he was thrown in a dryer and was tumbling around. After gathering enough evidence, cops then arrested Chapman this past weekend.
Ouch.
She bonded out $15,000, but she faces a first-degree felony charge of aggravated child abuse. We don't have a motive. We don't know why she decided to put the kidlet inside the dryer.
That's horrific.
Maybe to counterbalance the rest of the laundry, because sometimes when you put, like, you know, a shirt, you put like a tennis ball in there so it doesn't go off balance.
Well,
maybe she used him for balance.
That's why we're gonna do a reenactment. And the kid was four. Your daughter, Evelyn Jade is four.
Yeah, she's not going in a dryer.
Oh, come on.
I will put Coop in a dryer.
Boo.
Yeah.
Coop. All she has to do is lift him.
Come on. You won't put Evelyn Jade, your 4-year-old, in a dryer?
Not happening. No.
Just force her. It'd be funny when she cries. I mean, what are you talking about, MJ? This is horrific. Can't do that to a little child.
So what you do is you do some creative editing. You put her in.
Do it to Dave the Dwarf.
You don't turn it. Oh, that's funny, too. Oh, Shorty Shane
will do it.
Yes.
He'd be down for that. He's fun.
Shorty Shane. Hang on a minute.
I talk to Shorty Shane all the time. He's down for anything.
Oh, I know.
In the dryer.
Hang on a minute. You know what?
He'll fit in a dryer.
Shorty, let me call Shorty Shane. Hang on a minute. Calling him right now. Hold on.
I hope this isn't offensive.
I have a standing invitation to call him live anytime, by the way.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep, absolutely. Hang on. Calling Shorty Shane. Hey, Shorty Shane, it's MJ and the crew live on the air. How you doing, buddy?
How you want, boss?
All right. Hey, we need you for a video reenactment.
When?
When are you available? Are you in town now or are you on the road?
Right now I'm en route to Orlando, but I mean, I should be back after your show's over.
So. Listen, we could do it over the next couple of days. All right, did you hear the story about the babysitter that put the 4-year-old in the clothes dryer?
No.
All right, well, do you have a problem with playing the part of a 4-year-old?
No, not at all. I just did a big baby video that should be coming up.
All right,
yeah, weren't you in a diaper?
All right, so wait a minute. You have no problem with us putting you in a clothes dryer, right?
No.
Of course not. He's right. Shorty Shane.
All right, Shorty Shane.
That's what we need.
All right, Fester will be in touch with you, and we'll figure out a play. Maybe we'll just go to some laundromat on 4th Street or something.
That's all we'll do. Yeah. Go to a laundromat.
Yeah.
Some creative.
You know that big laundromat? It's on, like, 4th Street and, like, right around 83rd. It's really nice. It's, like, huge.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right, so you don't mind getting shoved in a clothes dryer, right?
No, I know the people that own that.
So
all right.
There you go.
We're in. All right. Shorty Shane, have a good day, and we'll be in touch, all right?
I'll text you later, buddy.
See you later.
All right,
if he puts it on his socials, it'll get hits, unlike our videos.
All right, so Fessy, you know how you got to do this. You got to, like, on video, you got to MC this and give the details of the story, and we want to see if it's really that bad.
Ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. Rip from the head. Dung, dung.
Don't rip the story.
Dung, dung. From the headline. Absolutely.
All right. So how long till this falls in the black hole?
6-7 months.
Dude, no. This needs to be done. This needs to be done this week.
This is a terrible idea.
This week?
I really think you're glorifying a horrific story.
No, I think it's a public service announcement of what not to do.
Well, we don't have a good track record with public service announcements.
Do not do this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring to your attention.
Yeah, PSA, there you go.
A recent story of a babysitter that put a 4-year-old in the clothes dryer. And no matter how frustrated you get with a child, do not do this. And then you shove Shorty Shane into the dryer here on 4th Street.
What's the matter with that?
That is a public service
this
announcement.
This week. You know, you're right. What is wrong with that?
Ladies and gentlemen, this week on the MJ Morning Show. All right, stand by.
And
next.
Then put Dave in the one next to
him. We'll put him on washing machine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, final chunk of MJ is next. Man, I got a stack of Hollywood stuff and a bunch of loose ends. Oh, did you hear the woman that mowed over a bunch of people and what she blamed? This is a crazy story. All right, we have a lot of ground to cover. Final long chunk of the MJ Morning Show is next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, it is Q105. Hey, folks, MJ here with Froggy and Fester and producer. And we've got some breaking health news. This is what, brand new guidance that just came out yesterday, Roxanne? Is that correct?
Yes, and so for people who are germaphobes, they're really going to like this one.
All right, what is the new health guidance? And this is actually something that affects everyone. This is not like specialized, this is not something that affects just a small percentage of people. This really can affect everybody.
Now, I feel like we have our children from part of this. Because,
hold on. Or you?
Me.
You. So your children are trained.
Maybe everybody in this room. I don't know, but my children are.
For society?
No, I'm speaking for myself, okay. But maybe you guys do too. As soon as my kids walk in the door, they go straight to put their shoes in the basket. They know they do not wear their shoes in the house.
Hold on, where's the basket?
The basket is at the front door.
It puts the shoe basket.
And even if I have shoes that take a little effort to take off.
It places the shoes in the... Put the freaking shoes in the basket.
That's Roxanne after a couple of seconds.
Exactly. That's what Roxanne loses it. Put the freaking shoes in the basket.
Right now. No, actually, my kids yell at me if I have, strappy heels that I have to, unwind. And I just walk to the kitchen to get something to drink. They're like, shoes off, shoes off.
Yes.
So they give it back to me. In any case, that's not enough.
Do you make your guests take off their shoes too? Because I have a friend who does that.
I actually do not make guests take off their shoes because just do what you want to do and come visit.
So guests don't have all kinds of bacteria and mung and dirtiness and germs and viruses? Well, what? Guest shoes are immune?
No, but sitters take off their shoes and... But if you're coming over to my house, you're going to say I'm having a dinner party. And
did you say sitters will take off their shoes?
Yeah, like the babysitters and stuff because they're there all day.
How would Sean Connery say that?
A nanny.
No.
How about you not say what Sean Connery would say?
Remember, Sean Connery would add SH to all the...
So when he was sitting in a chair...
We
can't say it. Okay. All right, so what is the new guidance?
The new guidance is you should take off your shoes before you even step foot in the house.
Ooh, that's significant.
And they said that they're doing a lot of research on this, and so far...
But they're doing a lot of shoe research?
Yeah, all the shoe research
at MIT? Stanford? Where are they doing all the shoe research?
Let me shoe you. Hold on.
At Peltz University.
Yeah. All right. Now, here's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, this is new guidance. There is new, apparently, science that says that you should take your shoes off outside.
Oh, please.
Don't even walk into the foyer and take...
Science!
Exactly. Don't even take your shoes off in the foyer. Take your shoes off outside the house. Oh, so leave them on the front porch or in the garage? What? So cockroaches can climb in the middle of the night? So then, in the morning, you get your shoes and you put them in. It's all...
Nice brown recluse.
Yeah, it's all... that's another one, yeah. Ugh, man, what was that on my shoe?
My foot fell off.
Yeah, you got a cockroach in there. You got a brown recluse that causes your whole leg to get amputated.
Yeah, there's so much bad stuff on this list that they say, okay, you can bring in microplastics from outside, antibiotic-resistant genes from outside. If they're doing, they just did an asphalt road in front of our house, and you can bring in cancer-causing toxins from that.
Carcinogens.
Yeah, you don't even want... Yeah.
What kind of genes can they drag in? Levi's?
No, Rustlers.
No. Like use a pair.
No, the Gap jeans, okay?
I need a pair.
Yeah,
the Zika Gap. Zika Ricci's.
Now, who is this from? Who is saying this? Where's this research from?
Wall Street Journal.
All right, so this is from the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah.
that is saying,
I don't know what doctors and...
Hold on, I think Fester's got the story.
I found something off of CNN.
Yeah, that's you and I are looking at the same, and they pulled this from the Wall Street Journal.
So they got it from the Wall Street Journal?
Okay.
I'm still not seeing what agency is doing this study. I'm sure.
I mean, all of it does kind of make common sense. I mean, you step on something in the yard. You step on pesticides in your yard, and you walk on your carpet, and suddenly there's pesticides in your house.
And the idea is, like, if you walk into your house and take them off at the door, that's not enough because they can, like, rise into the air and float through your house. I guess.
Listen, if my shoes are going to kill me, then it's just my time to go.
What if you're, like, a barefooted person? You like to walk around barefoot.
Well,
do you amputate your feet at the door?
Yeah, that's another great question. Because
leave those outside?
I like to let my kids go outside without shoes on. And
oh, really?
Yeah, because it's called grounding, and you can, like, it's good for you to have your feet in dirt and soil and the earth.
Because you feel the earth.
The problem is there are, like you said, pesticides and all that, so I'm kind of torn.
Yeah, you probably let your kids run all over the lawn after the lawn guys spray it on Tuesdays.
It comes.
Yeah. Do you have a lawn service?
Yeah, we have
that pest sprays
control.
For weeds? Yeah, yes. Look at that.
Got some Roundup foot.
Hey, doesn't Roundup give you cancer? There's like a big, huge lawsuit. Like, was there a big class action over Roundup?
I just lay down some Roundup. Go do some tap dancing in the yard, kids.
All right, so new guidance. It's not good enough to take off your shoes inside the front door. You want to take your shoes off before you even get into the house.
So what do you do if you have, like, really nice shoes? I mean, someone could just come by your... That'll be a new thing, shoe thieves at the front door.
New porch pirate deal. Yeah.
Look at that house.
Oh, look at those Pradas over there.
I saw her walk in. She looks like a size 7.
Look at those Paylesses over there. I'm going to go grab those. All right, so news is out this morning that inflation has surged 8.5% in March. The highest level since 1981. So, folks, what does this mean? You notice that everything's more expensive. Like I mentioned the other morning. I think yesterday I mentioned that we were talking about the Halos and the Cuties.
Yeah.
The little Mandarins, the 3-pound bag. I'm at Publix. It's $7. $7. That bag is like typically like $4.99 or something. And the bag of Cuties is now $7. I'm like, I passed. I'm not paying $7 for that.
They're so cute.
They are cute, but they're not cute enough to pay $7 for. So the numbers are out. The White House kind of warned folks yesterday saying, you know, get ready. Inflation numbers are not going to be pretty tomorrow. And they are out this morning that inflation is at a high of 8.5% in March, meaning on average prices up 8.5% in March. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think the government is fudging the numbers. I think the numbers are much higher than 8.5%. So I don't think we're getting the straight scoop on all of that. All right, the Hollywood stuff, just some weird stuff. Kanye West is looking for a luxury behavioral treatment facility?
Charter?
No, I mean, I'm sure they have something along those lines somewhere in Malibu.
What, like a fancy schmancy, like a 5-star treatment facility?
Yeah.
Sources tell Page Six that Kanye West is looking at a treatment center. Or centers. He pulled out of that Coachella concert deal. He skipped last week's Grammys. Now, is he collapsing? Is he falling apart because of the whole Kim Kardashian split and the fact that she's all hooked up with Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live now? Is that why he's really losing his stuff?
I think he's lost his stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a culmination of his entire life for the last two decades.
According to a source, West's team has been looking at a treatment facility for him. He wants to enter a behavioral treatment facility or center to be a better human and a better dad, but they're looking for a luxury facility. Are you looking at a Passages?
Yeah, so Passages in Malibu's, I think... one of the more famous ones.
That's an addiction center. Well, that's like for drugs.
Well, I'm looking at his... That's
if you're all coked up or something, you go to Passages.
I'm the owner of Passages.
Didn't Anna Delvey go to there? That's where she was busted at the end.
That's where I was reminded of Passages on the Inventing Anna show. And I'll tell you right now that the Passages was was a very poor experience.
Oh, Anna.
And remember, she went out to meet her friend, and that's when the LAPD arrested her.
And then after Passages, I was sent to Rikers.
Hey, Anna, what do you think of my clothing today?
MJ, why do you wear that shirt, MJ? Trophy husband on your t-shirt. You're no trophy husband. You look poor. You look like a scoundrel, MJ. Seriously.
It's Fester Delby.
That's a good accent.
Thank you very much.
Roxanne. Ladies and gentlemen, method acting from...
Thank you.
You Fester. Sort of sound like Elon Musk, I do. I must say.
I am Elon Musk.
You sound very sexy.
Now we're going to have dueling... I'm going to have dueling Elon Musk and Anna Delvey. Go.
Anna, would you like to see my Falcon Door rise?
Elon, it's so nice to meet you. I need you for my foundation.
My goodness, Anna. You look so beautiful today. Why don't you get in my self-driving car?
Okay, I'll get in your self-driving car.
I'll put you in my rocket and shoot you to space.
I bet you'd like to give me your rocket.
And then we land on the moon and make love.
Well, what?
In a crater. A crater I built.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Anna Delvey and Elon Musk.
I get back to my rockets, yes.
You're only worth $200 million. You're so poor.
Oh, Anna, please. $200 billion. You have no idea who I am. $200
million, whatever.
Please, let's smoke a joint.
It is $200 billion.
$200 billion.
She has no idea who I am.
I need you for my foundation, Elon.
No, you don't understand Elon Musk and the life I live and the rockets, build and the tunnels I make.
That's enough.
I want to snuggle in the tunnel.
I use your flamethrower to get rid of my leg hair.
Stop.
It's a boring flamethrower.
Yes.
You have so much hair.
Using razors is so poor.
No, that's enough.
Elon does not want to leave.
All right, you guys want to hear something creepy?
Yes.
Would you like to make a donation to my foundation, MJ? You can be a member. They would love to have you. Everybody come to my foundation and see the short radio man.
Anna, please. Anna, let the man speak, Anna.
And you must have that building on Park Avenue, right?
I must.
You must have.
I will sign that lease.
All right, it's enough.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been Anna Delvey, Elon Musk Theater here on the MJ.
Thank you.
I like this show.
Here on the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something really creepy?
What?
Al Pacino now had dinner with Mick Jagger's ex, this 28-year-old girl?
Oh.
The best part.
Yeah. Did you see Al Pacino in the photo? Did you look at the same photo
I did? Yes, I did.
Yeah, and like I just looked at him and then I looked at her. And I'm not judging. Love is love if you're 100 years apart.
I had to find my best wig.
But, oh my gosh.
What is going on here? So this woman, this what is her name? Alpha Lab or whatever her name is. This woman is 28 years old and is Mick Jagger's ex. Mick Jagger is what? He's like. Is he 78? 79?
He's up there.
Wait, Mick Jagger wasn't old enough.
So now she's hanging out with Al Pacino?
That's right.
81 years old.
I tell you, this young lady certainly has a business model, doesn't she?
28 years old.
Yeah, she does.
Somebody get my highest platform shoes. I have a date. And my wig.
They were spotted at the Felix Trattoria in Venice, California.
What did he say when he was the blind guy in the movie?
Hoo-ah! 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 I want to go driving, even though I'm blind. Hoo-ah! I was in The Godfather 2.
You know what?
Have you seen it?
You know what I realized?
What?
If Al Pacino is 81,
oh my God,
she is 28. Do you realize you can flip her age 2-8 and flip it 8-2, and it's almost
identical.
When you line them up, they're a palindrome.
Oh my! It is.
That's how many inches my platform shoes are. 82. I would like to introduce you to my grandchildren in their 30s.
Are there women that are like in their 20s that are attracted to octogenarians, 80-year-old guys?
No, it's Pacino. I would date him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a conversation with Pacino at Ruth Eckert Hall one time, and he was awesome.
What, he just...
As opposed to De Niro, who's a little bum when you interview him.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Al Pacino showed up at Ruth Eckert Hall just to have a conversation?
I'm here. Let's talk.
Events? Yeah, conversation with Al Pacino. It was amazing.
Ruth Eckert? I don't need to go to a drugstore. And who's Ruth? Is she available?
Look at them legs on that Ruth.
Oh, yeah. Hey, De Niro, check it out.
All right, so 28-year-old. That's just
good
bizarre.
For him, man. Wow.
Good for her. She's going to cash in.
Guess what Simon Cowell says he's done with?
28-year-old.
Scooters.
Horses. Bikes.
Let me give you a hint. You ready? Here's your hint. Simon Cowell is done with...
Earplugs?
You're close.
Botox?
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, yeah, his face.
Good guess.
It's a sticking sound.
Yeah. Simon Cowell says he's done with Botox. It made him look like a horror film.
Well, he just admits how horrible he looked?
Yeah. Simon Cowell, listen.
I looked horrible.
I'm guessing falling off bikes like two times and cracking his skull and knocking out teeth. Yeah. I'm guessing that's not too good for your looks either.
He broke his spine. He broke his back on one of the last falls.
I think he's like falling off bikes and had serious injuries like twice.
This bike is terrible.
So keep the guy. Yeah. This is the worst bike ever. Yeah. So Simon Cowell now says he's done with Botox and face fillers because it's turned his face into a horror film. Your face looks terrible. Looks
awful. It's about as bad as it can possibly get.
Apparently that's the case.
Your face is a little pitchy, Simon.
Yeah, it's very pitchy. Simon looked different at the Kids' Choice Awards 2022. He sauntered in and apparently he posed with the other judges from America's Got Talent to show off his new appearance.
Oh, God.
And he now says that he stopped getting Botox treatments because he just doesn't look good. That his face is getting all, like, distorted. And he, you know, he doesn't even look like the same guy.
No.
It looks like somebody shoved, like, looks like someone shoved, like, those circuit peanuts. You know the circus peanuts?
Oh, yeah. And they puffed him into his face.
Yeah.
You're right.
His whole face is... when you look at his A-B comparison photo of his puffed-up, filler-injected, and Botox face, he does not look like the same guy when you put him next to, like, a typical headshot from America's Got Talent or Old American Idol.
This is the transformation he's made only over the last couple of years.
I gotta be honest. This looks like he had a third bike accident, and his whole face was dragged on the ground and completely ripped off, and they had to put a new face on top of him. That's what it looks like. I'm not making this up.
So like a horrible movie.
But you know what? Face Off 2 with Simon Cowell.
I'm Caster Troy.
No, but really. But at least he's recognizing that his face is like all distorted and bizarre looking.
You know, I get Botox, but I won't do it more than once a year. But they want you to do it like every 3 months.
And speaking of like celebrities and their faces, this is it. This is the last thing we got to do today. Oh, I've got one more thing. Two things here. Three things.
Okay.
All right. Alec Baldwin's 26-year-old daughter, Ireland, now, she talked about on social media how she got a mini facelift. And they're like raking her over the coals on social media. She's getting slammed as she came forward and said, she's recovering from a mini facelift. What? You're 26 years old. What kind of mini facelift did you have? All right, that's number one. Then Madonna. Did you see that Madonna posted another, speaking of bizarre faces, whatever's going on with Madonna's face, whatever she's doing, it's freakier than Simon Cowell's face.
I'm glad you brought that up. Someone told me after we talked about that was a filter. So you know how she looked all crazy in the one video that we looked at? Someone said that was a silly filter that she did.
Yes.
I don't know.
Stretch your face out like a trampoline on a cantaloupe filter.
Maybe so, but there was no indication she was using a filter. You know, a lot of times when you use filters, you have like giant like cartoon eyes or something.
Like an alien.
Yeah, something crazy. But she's putting out more of these crazy, I guess, filtered pictures out, which I don't understand what she's doing. And then finally, did you hear about this? Utah woman's arrested in a hit-and-run accident, killed two bicyclists.
Gosh.
And allegedly told police that the crash happened when she began having an explosive... problem in her rear. That's her excuse. She mowed over two bicyclists. Julianne Budge, 47 years old, struck two California men in a bike lane with her Hyundai Genesis. Yeah, she's from the guy's from California. This happened in Washington City, Utah, over the weekend, and she told police that she had various medical issues, including IBS. Froggy, she's claiming your IBS.
Listen, it's a real, real issue.
Where is Froggy? Can you guess? In the John with IBS.
That's awful. She kills two bicyclists, and her excuse was that she was having an uncontrollable rear blowout while she was driving.
The old IBS defense.
Yeah, let's see how that works.
Listen, it happens.
Yeah, and by the way, she also failed the field sobriety test.
Well, how can you concentrate when that's going on?
So she was arrested for driving under the suspicion of alcohol, under the influence, blah, blah, blah. All right, before we get out of here, Roxanne, why don't you give away the PDQ $50 gift card right now?
Okay, let's give it to caller number 26.
Ah, very nice. All right, caller 26 right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.